High school basketball is on the air on Hastings Link to local sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Now let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to high school basketball here on 1230 KHAS Radio. A doubleheader for you tonight as the Adams Central Patriots and Lady Patriots host the Ord Chanticleers tonight. The girls' game is up first, and Tim Marker is here, head basketball coach of the Adams Central Lady Patriots. The ball club at 0-3, coach, haven't played now in a week, so you've had some time to kind of look through the first three. I know you'd like to have one in the win column, but what do you think through the first three, coach? You think this team is improving with each game?
Well, you know, there are some things that we've made some improvements on. There are some things that we're doing that I really like. I like the way that we're playing defense and good, solid team defense. And we're doing a pretty good job as far as rebounding, holding our own in there when we've been playing some of these teams that have quite a height advantage against us, which, you know, we're kind of getting used to, I guess. The thing that we're disappointed in and the thing that we still kind of tend to see in practice a little bit that we continue to try and work on and emphasize are our turnovers, is that's been, you know, one of the things that's really caused us the most problems. Probably cost us a game in Aurora where we had a lead and then had a couple of turnovers to kind of give them a chance there a little bit, and they took advantage of it. So those are that's our biggest concern is the turnovers. And, you know, we've done a better job of scoring in our last couple of games, and we don't have that 25 point a night person or whatever, so we have to kind of score by committee, and whoever's hot, we're going to try and get them the ball.
The basketball team, I know, Coach, last week after the game, you lost to Centura, a team that's 4-1, a very good team. But, well, the first half, you had the lead on them for most of that half. A consistency for the 32 minutes wasn't there the second half. They forced some turnovers, but I know you're disappointed in the fact that your ball club turned it over, too, without being forced into it. Unforced errors hurt. But consistency for 32 minutes, you need that, too, don't you?
Yeah, we do. And that was probably the biggest thing is we knew that Centura had the ability to come out and change their press, and they can either pressure you or try and sit back a little bit in a zone press and wait for you to get into their trapping areas where they like to trap and jump in the passing lanes. And you know, they were able to get us to hurry a little bit, and we made some unforced errors, some turnovers out of bounds, you know, throwing the ball out of bounds and throwing it over top of people, and you know, kind of gave them a great chance to get back in the game, and then they were able to convert some of those into some easy baskets, and our kids kind of lost confidence in themselves a little bit and kind of started to play on their heels, and a good team like Centura that plays as aggressive as they are is going to take advantage of that, and they did.
A lot of your players are seeing a lot of action. You're developing that depth, coach, and that's important too. You got to have that. You got to try to keep the fresh legs in there. But it's the depth has been developing good because you have a lot of kids playing a lot, including the freshmen.
Yeah, we do, and you know, there's been those mistakes that you have with youth in there, and they're sometimes and you get in pressure situations, and they don't quite know how to handle that yet. They, you know, they get a little bit nervous and panic and throw the ball just to kind of get rid of it at times instead of squaring up and seeing what the defense is giving them, seeing what's there, what's available, and so they kind of get us to rush into some mistakes. And what the teams that we've played have been good enough that if you make those mistakes, they're very good at taking advantage of them, getting easy baskets. And that's one of the things we have to really continue to try and cut down on are our turnovers that are converted into easy baskets for them. And you know, we get down on the offensive end, and we really have to work to score and run our offenses and everything. And you know, to give up easy baskets the other way, it makes it really difficult.
Ord is up next tonight for the Adams Central Lady Patriots. We'll talk about that game in specifics after this timeout on this evening's pregame show.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Welcome back to high school basketball here on 1230 KHAS Radio. A doubleheader for you this evening as Adams Central and Ord will go at it. Lou Platt Conference matchup. The girls' game is up first. Tim Marker here with us, head basketball coach of the Adams Central Lady Patriots. The Ord Chanticleers, Coach, they come in with one win and two losses. The losses to very good teams on the season with Ravenna and Kearney Catholic, a win over Ainsworth. What about Ord? They got another Welniak in there, Coach, so a familiar name up in the Ord area. But what about the Lady Chants?
Well, they're a good team, and you know, they're kind of the same, a little bit the same towards us as far as having a, you know, quite a few kids who were able to get some time last year. They had four seniors that played quite a bit, but they actually went 9-10 deep, and some of the younger kids played a lot of minutes. It just kind of depended on the game and the situation, but they're pretty experienced. They have a very good point guard that leads them. Last year's coach, his daughter, who's played a lot of ball over the time and is a good leader and does a great job of getting them in and out of the sets and things that they want to try and run. And so that really helps them out, and that really provides a lot of stability for them. And then they have a couple of good post players inside that are 5'11". They're good size. They're strong players. They work very hard inside and rebound the ball pretty well. So they've got, you know, kind of an inside-outside game that they can go with. And you know, they have three, four kids that can score in double digits on you, and especially if you don't take care of them on the boards.
It looks like you talk about you've been pleased with the defense. You're going to have a good one tonight, Coach. We have those two or three, four kids that can score around the 10-point average. So the defense can be put to a test tonight. You're going to have to play well defensively tonight and move and talk, I guess.
Yeah, it'll be real important for us to play aggressive on the ball, but not too aggressive and make mistakes. That's one of the things that they are very good at is if you lunge for a ball or if you dive for a ball and you miss it, they're great at taking advantage of that. They'll penetrate, and then if you help, they'll dump down to the against the helper. You know, they're very good at taking advantage of defensive mistakes. If somebody gets caught sleeping a little bit, they run back doors, they pass and cut well, so you've got to make sure you continue to move on the pass and stay ahead. If you fall behind, they're big enough that they can pass it over the top and you know, then finish or get to the free throw line. So they're a good, aggressive team that does a very good job of taking advantage of any mistakes that you make defensively, and so we have to make sure that, you know, we stay with our game plan and stay between them and the basket and make them earn their points.
Yeah, offensively, Coach, as you've had to so far, you got to value each possession, don't you, Coach, against this ball club that's going to have a little height advantage on you. But you got to value those possessions, don't you, Coach, and be consistent there also.
Yeah, you know, and it is. It's very valuable every time you have the ball and have an opportunity to get down and score. And, you know, if you have those turnovers can become a frustrating situation, and kids can lose their confidence, and it's hard to be an aggressive team and hard to score points if you don't have a lot of confidence in your ability to handle the ball and to make plays, and so it's important for us to take care of the ball, and it's important for our confidence to be able to get good shots and, you know, get some putbacks and maybe cause them to have a few turnovers that are converted into easy points for us.
The ball club tonight with Ord here, Coach, then you go over to Gibbon tomorrow night, and then Kearney Catholic will come to Adams Central on Monday. That's a makeup from earlier in the month due to the weather. And then it's the Minden Holiday Tournament between Christmas and the New Year's, and Minden's up first in that tournament. So you have an opportunity here, Coach, to get in a win column here this evening and gain some momentum. It's a tough part of the schedule, three games in 4 days and then the Minden tournament. So you got a tough part of the schedule coming up, but, boy, a win tonight would really make that a little easier, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. You know, anytime you can get that first win in there, if you go a couple games without, and, you know, every year we know we have this schedule that stares right at us, and, you know, teams that are good year after year after year, and teams that play hard and play good defense, and, you know, they establish depth throughout their programs, and so it's a tough start, and you know, you just have to keep, and we talk to the girls a lot about it, is day after day you have to come out and play as hard as you can, and you get better, and eventually those things will take care of themselves. And, you know, we've had a couple of opportunities in the last couple of games, and, you know, we just weren't able to finish it off. And hopefully with the experience we gain, you know, game after game, that, you know, it'll pay off here once we get going.
Coach, thanks for the time. Good luck. We'll talk to you after it's over. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Blaine.
Tim Mark, our girls basketball coach for the Adams Central Patriots. Stay tuned. A basketball doubleheader coming your way on 1230 KHS. Adams Central and Ord, that's coming up next.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Everyone, and welcome to Adams Central High School and high school basketball here for you tonight on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. The Adams Central Patriots and the Ord Chanticleers in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader coming your way this evening. The girls' game is up first. Blaine Bulis with you here at Adams Central School, and the Lady Patriots and the Lady Chanticleers about to do battle in game one of our doubleheader here tonight. The Adams Central girls coming in with no wins and three losses on the season. Their last game was last Friday on this floor by the score of 45-34. So the Lady Patriots are 0-3 on the basketball season. They look for victory number one. This is their first of three games in the next four nights for the Adams Central girls here tonight. They come in averaging 34 points a game. They have given up 44 points on the basketball season. And Adams Central comes in with no wins and three losses on the season. We'll see if Tim Marker's team can get its first win of the year here tonight. The Orange Chanticleers and DeGale Nelson, the head basketball coach of the Chanticleers, have one win and two losses. They started the season with a win over Ainsworth, 58-43, have lost conference games to two very good teams, Kearney Catholic 47-41 on December 9th, and on December 10th at Ravenna, 40-29, so the Chanticleers have played Kearney Catholic and Ravenna, teams with only one loss among the two and nine wins to two very close basketball games, but have come up short after a win to start the season over Ainsworth. And the Lady Chanticleers come in scoring 42 points a game, giving up 43 on this basketball season. So they are a team to be reckoned with. They have some pretty good height. They're going to cause problems for the Patriots, but Adams Central has had a week to get ready, as have the Chanticleers since their game of last Saturday night, and we'll see what happens here tonight in game one of our basketball doubleheader between Adams Central and the Ord Chanticleers. We want to take a timeout. When we return, we'll have the starting lineups for you in the first period play-by-play after this 30-second timeout.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of this 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain it, knowing our community and knowing our customers. It's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to Adams Central. Jim Blaine Bulis with you. We have some high school basketball here for you tonight on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Adams Central and Ord, a Lou Platt Conference girls-boys doubleheader, and the girls' game about to tip off here in just a few minutes at Patriot Gym. So a lot of room for you here tonight. Good crowd gathering, but come on out and watch the Patriots and the visitors from Ord here in high school basketball this evening at Adams Central School. Time for the starting lineups. The starting lineups are brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. For the Adams Central Patriots, they will start Kaylee Rader, a 5'7" junior, 5 points a game, one rebound per contest. Georgie Johnson, a 5'8" junior, 3.7 points per game, 4.3 rebounds. Sydney Niemeyer, a 5'8 senior, averages 3.7 points, 4.3 rebounds. The starting guards for the Lady Patriots, their senior
co-captains, one senior, one junior. Cheyenne Gotch, the 5'5 senior, leading scorer, averages 7.7 points, 1.3 rebounds. And 5'4" junior Emily Boniface, 3 points per game, 2.7 rebounds for the Lady Patriots. So it's Raider, Johnson, Niemeyer, Boniface, and Gotch for Tim Marker's Lady Patriots in this basketball game here tonight. For the visitors, Gail Nelson or Shanna Clears, they will start the senior, 5'11 Molly Welniak, averages 12 points, 8 rebounds per game. Holly Heil, a 5'9 senior, 8 points, 5 rebounds per game. Nikki Carson, 5'11" junior, 7.3, 5.3 rebounds. Katie Peterson, a 5'9 senior, 5.3 points, 3.3 rebounds. And Megan Alexander, a 5'8 junior, 8 points, 4.7 rebounds per game. So it's Welniak, Carson, Heil, Peterson, and Alexander for Gail Nelson's Ord Chanticleers to start this basketball game. Adams Central and Ord girls high school basketball here tonight. The starting lineups have been brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Now with three locations, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and 322 North St. Joe. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC. We're about ready to begin with Adams Central and Ord and high school basketball here for you tonight. The boys' game to follow. We'll have them both right here on 1230 KHAS Radio. Adams Central at 0-3 and Ord at 1-2. Again, this is a Loup Platte Conference game. First of two this weekend for Adams Central as they will hit the road and go to Gibbon tomorrow night. The Lady Patriots on this season, a big bugaboo has been the turnovers. They're averaging almost 32 per contest, and they have to improve on that this basketball season for the Lady Patriots. And Adams Central and Ord about ready to tip it off in our first of two here tonight. Again, it's going to be Raider and Johnson and Niemeyer, Boniface and Gotch for Adams Central. Welniak, Carson, Heil, Katie Peterson, and Megan Alexander for the Ord Chanticleers. Adams Central will be in their home white with the red numerals, red and blue trim, the Ord Chanticleers, and they're traveling red with the white numerals and white trim here tonight. High school basketball on 1230 KHS as we move along in this season. Our family of stations at Platte River Radio. Tonight, it's the St. Cecilia boys hosting Sutton tonight. You can hear that game on The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5, a 7:45 varsity start there. Our first of two, and Sydney Niemeyer will go out to center court and jump against Nikki Carson, the 5'11 junior. Now, Welniak and Carson, each 5'11 for Ord, and that's going to pose a problem for Adams Central. Not that tall are the Patriots. The tip controlled to Megan Alexander, and here we go. The Chanticleers with the basketball. Man-to-man defense. The Adams Central fade is quickly inside as Welniak. Bounce pass on the baseline is tipped out of bounds by Adams Central's Kaylee Raider. It'll stay with the Ord Chanticleers. Welniak at 5'11, Carson 5'11, and Heil 5'9. Up front there for the Ord Chanticleers with the basketball. As Alexander, her shot's going to be off the rim. No good. Long rebound, and Raider grabs it for Adams Central. First possession for the Lady Patriots as they shoot the basket to our right. Cheyenne Gotch in the front court to Boniface. Emily with it. First touch for Emily. Bounce pass to Niemeyer. Top of the key. Gives it up to Raider. Between the rings, dribbles to her right. Man-to-man defense for the Ord Chanticleers. There's Gotch into the lane around a screen. 14-footer. It's going to be an air ball. No good. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Chanticleers basketball. Trying a bit off the mark there, and it goes to the Chanticleers. Adams Central are going to have backcourt pressure. They're going to have man-to-man pressure in the backcourt. They can use some of their speed and quickness to counter this height advantage of the Ord Chanticleers. Front court, it's Megan Peterson to Nikki Carson. Carson with a left-handed dribble to the free throw line. Raider on the defense there. Tipped away, almost stolen by the Patriots, but grabbed there by Carson. Back out to Alexander, right side to Holly Heil. Into Welniak. Bounce pass inside to Heil. Puts the shot up, going to be short. Battle for it on the baseline. Grabbed by the Chanticleers. Pass into the free throw line. Lane is picked up there by Raiders. So the Patriots have it. Boniface, front court to Gotch. Gotch to the baseline. Puts up a runner from seven off the side of the backboard. No good. Rebounded out of there by Welniak. Welniak's pass is tipped by a Patriot. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Ord basketball. Adams Central trying to play aggressively on defense. Knocked that pass out of bounds. But the Chanticleers could get the fast break going. We're still scoreless. Play just over a minute in period number one. Katie Peterson in the front court for the Chanticleers. Now to Nikki Carson. Carson right side to Holly Heil. Heil for Ord. One dribble, not pass inside, knocked away by Johnson, but grabbed by Welniak. Works the baseline. Shot put up is going to be good, but she traveled before she got that shot off. Turnover on the Ord Chanticleers. Our first of the game, and Adams Central will take over after the violation by the Chanticleers. Cheyenne Gotch into the front court. Picked up there by Katie Peterson. Right side to Rader to the baseline. Bounce pass inside to Niemeyer. Tipped away. Boniface goes far, but it's picked up by Carson. The Patriots turn it over for the first time in the contest. We still have not scored. Played almost 2 minutes. Front court, Megan Alexander. Her pass is chipped out of bounds by Adam Central. So the Patriots getting in the passing lane. Knock that one out of bounds. It'll be Ord inbounding on the far sideline between the rings. Nikki Carson to throw it in. Carson does to Megan Alexander. Alexander picked up there by Boniface. On the left wing, it's Heil. Bounce pass top of the key now to Katie Peterson. Left wing to Alexander. Cross courts it to Carson. 13-footer off the backboard and rim. Going to be no good. Offensive rebound by Peterson. She puts it up in the lane. Shot short. No good. A battle for it. Grabbed by Boniface. Boniface in the backcourt and out of pass to Katie Rader. Rader into the front court. Gives up her dribble and passes it to Boniface. More than 2 minutes play, no scoring in the game. There's a pass to Cheyenne Gott. She will drive, put up a shot. It's good this time. Cheyenne Gott with the first field goal of the game. Adam Semper with the 2-0 lead. Front court, it's Carson for the Ord Chanticleers. Right side to Heil. Deep in the corner, shot put up there by Katie Peterson. It's going to be off, no good. Rebound by Boniface. Number two for Emily Boniface on the rebounding board to Gotch. Front court pass to Niemeyer, tipped away from Sydney. She goes for the basketball. She's tied up on the play by Holly Heil of Ord. Ultimate possession on the jump ball. It'll be Adam Central ball. First substitution, Melanie Hagee, 5'7", senior for Ord. Into the game for Adam Central, it's going to be Josie Bumgardner, a 5'7" freshman, and Carly Bostock, a 5'10 freshman. The Patriots have three on this roster, and they will all three players. A bounce pass inside, tipped around, grabbed by Niemeyer, 13-footer by Sydney's off, no good. Tipped at the baseline, saved by the Chanticleers to Carson. 2-0 Adam Central, 3 minutes gone in our first quarter of play. Nikki Carson, front court for the Chanticleers to Megan Alexander. Alexander, who's a pass inside to Welniak, grabs it, shoots and misses this time underneath the rebound out of there by Bostock, the freshman. Bostock at 5'10", brings some height off the bench to Gotch in the front court. Bounce pass to Boniface, now to Bostock. Carly with it, right corner. The shot put up from about 17 feet is no good there by Bumgardner. Rebounded by Carson aboard. Long front court pass to Hagee. Hagee's pass underneath is picked off by Boniface. Turnover on the Chanticleers. Gotch front court for Adam Central. Stops and pops from 13 off there, no good. Battle for it on the baseline, picked up by Josie Bumgardner, the freshman for Adam Central to Niemeyer. At the free throw line, Sydney passes to Gotch between the rings, and the Patriots will slow it up here, leading 2-0, 4:08 to go in period number one. Boniface around the screen, shot going to be put up short, no good, grabbed up there on the defensive boards by Welniak. Welniak to Alexander, the Patriots throwing the shutout here halfway through the quarter. Bounce pass inside to Welniak. Double team there and travels on the baseline. The double team there forces Welniak into the travel. Third turnover on Ord. Anna Queen, 5'4", junior in for Adam Central. Cyan Gotch goes out. So Boniface on the floor with Bumgardner, Bostock, Niemeyer, and Anna Queen for Adam Central. Leading 2-0, 3:52 to go in our first quarter. Boniface now will play point guard for Adam Central. To Queen on the right wing now to Bostock. And she travels. Too quick a first step by the freshman there and the turnover on the Patriots, their second. Again, Adam Central will apply a little backcourt pressure here as Ord will come the length of the floor, and Melanie Hagee, the senior, will throw it in and does to Megan Alexander, the 5'8 junior. Alexander guarded by Boniface. Alexander into the lane, bounce pass to Welniak. Her shot off the glass is good this time. First field goal at the 3:29 mark. Molly Welniak, who averages 12, scores the first bucket for the Chanticleers, and we're tied at 2 with 3:18 to play first quarter. Boniface pass is too strong, intended for Queen in the corner. Patriots turn it over for the third time. Wholesale changes. Georgie Johnson comes in as starter. Cheyenne Gotch for the Patriots. And Alex Grimmett, 5'10 sophomore in there for the Patriots. Back out on the floor, Nikki Carson, who started for Ord. Holly Heil also back in the basketball game. Megan Peterson, 5'9 sophomore, her first appearance. Megan and Katie Peterson of Ord, sisters in this club. First appearance for Megan. Baseline shot put up on the run is going to be no good by Heil. A battle on the baseline. Heil gets her own rebound. Her pass on the near sideline is too strong for Nikki Carson. Chanticleers throw it away for their fourth turnover of the quarter. We're tied at 2, almost 5 minutes gone. Georgie Johnson to throw it in does to Cheyenne Gotch. And now Gotch will take over the point guard position for the Patriots as they work against this man-to-man defense of the Ord Chanticleers. Bumgarner with it. Well, to Grimmett. Grimmett to Queen. Anna with it. Left alone, 13-footer. Johnson is good. Georgie Johnson left alone there as she came around a screen and buried the 13-footer, and the Patriots lead 4-2. Front court, Chanticleer's Holly Heil with it deep in the right wing. Heil, one dribble, gives it up to Megan Alexander. Alexander, 25 feet from the basket, gets a screen, goes to the baseline, cut off there. No shot, top of the key to Carson. She drives into the lane, stops and pops from five, no good. Tipped around, grabbed by Georgie Johnson, who's done a good job all season rebounding for the Patriots. To Gosh, quickly front court, Cheyenne with it. Gives up her dribble, looks inside, but no pass there. Now to Johnson. To Bumgarner, Josie with it, bounce pass to Anna Queen. To the free throw line in the lane, Queen gives up the basketball, and it's taken out of there by Sadie Arduzer, who's in the basketball game for the Chanticleers, the 5'4 junior in the turnover there on the Patriots. Therefore, shot on the run is up and good by Megan Alexander, her first bucket, and we're tied at four with 1:45 to go in the first quarter. Pass front court, Patriots throw it away, grabbed by Queen and a whistle, and there's going to be a foul. Anna Queen went for that basketball, and Queen whistled for a push. Adam Central's Anna Queen, first foul of the game. Checking in for the Patriots is going to be Brittany Wiseman, a 5'4" freshman, and Sydney Bernasek, a 5'6" junior. So the Patriots have thrown 9 or 10 into the fray here early in the game and Ord with the basketball. Carson's pass is tipped and stolen. Turnover. Gotch with the steal. She loses the control and rolls out of bounds, but it's off an Ord Chanticleer. Cheyenne tried to go through some traffic. It bounced off of Chanticleer and out of bounds into the game for the first time. Sophia Hill, a 5'2 senior for the Chanticleers, and Sadie Arduzer goes out. We're tied at four with 1:37 to go. Patriot basketball, Bernasek to inbound, does to Gotch. She'll take an 18-footer, but she traveled before the shot. Cheyenne slides that pivot foot before she put up that 18-footer. And Patriots' fifth turnover, five on each team. We're still tied at four. Adam Central pressure in the backcourt, inbounded to Nikki Carson, the 5'11 junior. Couple of left-handed dribbles. She's to the timeline. Stops there. Front court pass to Katie Peterson. Underneath to Holly Heil, and a whistle as Heil goes for the hoop. And she is hit on the play, and a foul on Adam Central. Georgie Johnson picks up the foul for her first team second. Foul in the act of shooting. Holly Heil will shoot two for the Ord Chanticleers. Heil on the season, averaging 8 points a game. 75% from the line. Holly's 6 out of 8 from the line this year. He's a 5'9 senior, 8 points, 5 rebounds per contest. 1:24 to go first quarter. We're tied at four. And Heil will shoot two. First one up, long, no good. And the shot is rebounded by Carson, and she scores. Nikki Carson with the rebound and score. And Ord with their first lead at 6-4. Front court shot going to be put up there, going to be short, no good by Grimmett of Adam Central. Rebound in the lane by Bernasek of Adam Central to Gotch. She fakes, puts up a runner from seven. Off there, no good. Offensive rebound, shot put up and good this time by Alex Grimmett. Offensive rebound and basket by Grimmett to tie it at six. 6-6 tie. Carson in the backcourt. Front court pass is tipped and deflected. Turnover on Ord. The steal by Adam Central's Wiseman. They have the ball in the front court. Do the Patriots. It's Bernasek. Cross-court pass now. It's run down by Grimmett. Grimmett to Wiseman. To Bernasek. Shot put up this time from the wing is going to be no good by Gotch. Long rebound, and the Ord Chanticleers get it. Triple team to the backcourt, but giving up the basketball. And Welniak has it. Front court now. On the run is Katie Peterson. Back to Sophia Hill to Peterson, deep in the right corner. 23 seconds to go in the quarter. Carson has it now for Ord. Pass on the wing goes to Holly Heil. Stops and shoots and scores from 12. Holly Heil with the field goal, her first, and it's an 8-6 Ord lead. Front court, Bernasek puts up the shot. It's going to be no good. Rebounded by the Chanticleers with 7 seconds to go. Hill will dribble the ball into the scoring zone with four. Knocked away from her, goes to the far sideline, knocked out of bounds for the Patriots, but that kind of helps Adam Central. Does stop the clock, and Ord will have 1.2 seconds to go as Bostock and Niemeyer come in, and Boniface quickly for Adam Central. 1.2 seconds to go. And the Chanticleers will have to inbound on the far sideline between the rings, and they'll have to get a shot up quickly. Quarter inbound, and a shot going to be put up at the buzzer by Heil. It's going to be off there, no good, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. After one, it's Ord 8, Adams Central Girls 6. Back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Adams Central Patriot Gym High School Basketball here for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. I'm Blaine Bulis. We played one quarter of this girls' game, our first of two. It's Ord 8, Adams Central 6. No one with more than 2 points in the game. Welniak, Heil, Carson, and Alexander with 2 points apiece for Ord. Cheyenne Gotts, Georgie Johnson, Alex Grimmett for Adams Central. The Chanticleers will send out Holly Heil and Katie Peterson, Molly Welniak, Megan Alexander, and Nikki Carson. The five that started the game will start the second quarter for Coach Gail Nelson. Adams Central will send out Kaylee Rader, Emily Boniface, Sydney Niemeyer, Cheyenne Gotch, and 5'10 Carly Bostock. Patriot basketball. Six turnovers on Ord, five on Adams Central. Patriots haven't shot a free throw. Ord 0 for 2. 8-6, second quarter underway, Adams Central basketball. Kaylee Rader, three-pointer from the wing is good. So Kaylee Rader buries the three, and the Patriots jump back into the lead by the score of 9-8. First field goal of the game for Rader. Front court, it's Katie Peterson. She will drive, put up the shot, going to be short. Offensive rebound, shot put up, and it rolls off there, no good. The rebound by Holly Heil, tipped around, grabbed by Gotch. So Heil misses one from close range, and the Patriots rebound. Gotch to Boniface. She puts up the three. Off the backboard, no good, and a whistle, and a foul on the shot there. Boniface decked by Megan Alexander. Alexander picks up the foul, her first. That was after the shot, they say, so not fouled on the three-point attempt. Boniface missed the shot. She was fouled after the shot, so a non-shooting situation. Patriots inbound. Gotch has the basketball to Bostock. Carly cross-court pass is going to be picked off. Aaron pass there, picked off by Megan Alexander. 9-8, Adams Central early, period number two. Ord basketball, the red and white with Carson. Carson to Welniak. In the corner, Carson for three with the left hand. It's going to be an air ball. Grabbed, rebound by Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch, front court pass is going to be too strong. They're intended for Adams Central. Stolen now by Rader. Kaylee misses the shot. Adams Central goes for the offensive rebound. Bostock gets it, shoots. Off the backboard and rim, no good. Rebound to Welniak. Welniak with the rebound. Carson into the front court for Orr. Still tied 9-8. Patriots have two chances but can't convert on their last possession down the floor. Megan Alexander with the basketball for Ord. Gives up her dribble. Bounce pass to Nikki Carson. Carson now to Heil. Holly Heil has nowhere to go. Pass inside is going to be picked off by Cheyenne Gotch. Turnover number 8 on the Chanticleers. Front court, it's Gotch. Almost double dribble. Cheyenne shot up and good for 3. Cheyenne Gotch has 5. And the Patriots lead by the score of 12-8. Their biggest lead. Biggest lead of the contest. Front court. Are the Chanticleers underneath the basket, but stepping out of bounds with the basketballs. Katie Peterson, turnover number 9 on Ord, and quickly into the game, Melanie Hagee, 5'7 senior for Katie Peterson. Georgie Johnson, who started this game, checks in for Adams Central. Carly Bostock goes out. Anna Queen quickly into the game for Kaylee Rader. So it's Niemeyer and Gotch, Queen, Johnson, and Boniface for Adams Central. 6:14 to go before halftime. Adams Central 12, Ord 8. Gotch now slows it up into the front court for Adams Central. They shoot at the basket to our right here at Patriot Gym. Gotch on the left wing, bounce pass top of the key to Boniface, right side to Queen. Back to Boniface as they work against this man-to-man defensive. The Chanticleer shot put up by Niemeyer is going to fall, rolls around and goes down. Sydney Niemeyer, the Patriots, now have their biggest lead at 14-8. Patriots looking for that four quarters of consistent play. There's a pass picked off by Johnson. Another turnover on Ord. But Georgie, after the picking off the basketball, steps out of bounds with it. So it's back to the Chanticleers. Megan Peterson in, the sophomore, checks in for Molly Welniak. Adams Central going to send in Josie Bumgardner, the 5'7" freshman. She's in for Cheyenne Gotch. 5:41 to go, second quarter. Adams Central enjoying right now. Biggest lead of this game, 6 points. It's 14-8. Chanticleers basketball, and Nikki Carson has it. to Hagee. Pass inside, tipped Johnson with the tip and steal. Chanticleer's 11th turnover. Boniface, front court pass now to Bumgardner, to Queen, inside to Niemeyer. She's in the lane, spins to her right, shot put up off, no good. Carson rebounds for Ord. Out with pass now to Hagee. And now down Megan Alexander as the Chanticleers will slow it up. Alexander with the dribble, lost it off her hip, but it rolls to a teammate, Holly Heil. Heil's pass to Carson, deep in the right corner. Nikki with it there. A couple left-handed dribbles. Top of the key now to Alexander. Megan with it. Spins into the lane. Nice move into the lane. A runner from seven will roll off there. No good. A battle for it on the baseline. Grabbed by Boniface of Adams Central. She goes to the deck, and she was tripped and helped to the floor that time by one of the Ord Chanticleers. The foul going to be called on Melanie Hagee. That's her first. And the team's second. Only two fouls in this game on each team. 4:50 to go before halftime. Adams Central 14, Ord 8. Patriot basketball in the non-shooting foul situation. And Anna Queen to Bumgardner. Josie with it. One dribble, gives it up to Boniface. Emily will put up the shot from behind the arc, and it's good. Emily Boniface with her first field goal. She has three. The Patriots up two. A 9-point lead at 17-9 in the front court. The Chanticleers lose it. Picked up by Niemeyer. Another turnover, Ord. Johnson backcourt to Boniface. Front court pass to Anna Queen, and the Patriots with a 9-point lead in the basketball. Boniface now to Anna Queen. Bounce pass to Niemeyer. Turns and shoots from seven, and it's good. It's got about a 12-footer. Sydney Niemeyer with two. Adams Central leads 19-8, an 11-point lead. Baseline. Shot put up on the run is going to be no good there by Heil. A fight for it in the lane. Boniface, another rebound for Adams Central. Patriots on the run from left to right. In front of the defense now, and the defense catches up with Josie Bumgardner. Timeout for Gail Nelson and the Ord Chanticleers. She wants a full minute here, and so we're going to take a timeout. Adams Central with its biggest lead of the night. With 3:55 to go in the second quarter, Adams Central 19 and Ord 8. We're back in 30 seconds.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with a Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190. 1230 KHAS.
Adams Central Patriots have not allowed a point this second quarter, and the Patriots have hit three threes this quarter and two-point field goals. They're on a 13-point run in this quarter. Patriots have a 19-8 lead. 13 unanswered points this quarter by Adams Central. They have a 19-8 lead here with 3:55 to go. We're just past the halfway mark of period number two, but Adams Central has shot the ball a little quicker on their offensive possessions. Hit three threes this quarter. That certainly helps. And Sydney Niemeyer with a couple of shots within that 10-12-foot range. And the Patriots send out Bumgardner and Queen. And Georgie Johnson. And Adam Settle has the basketball. And a Queen inbounds. Top of the gear pass is going to be picked off and stolen out. And the Patriots turn it over in the inbounds pass. And Ord has the basketball in the front court, and Molly Welniak, who's back or sat out a few minutes, back in there now, and Ord has the basketball. Driving now is Alexander. Shot put up, no good. The rebound comes out of there by Brittany Wiseman. The front court passing it to Queen. Queen back out. A shot put up is going to be no good there by Alex Grimmett, who's back in the game for Adams Central, and the rebound to Ord. So the Patriots get a pretty good shot off, but can't connect this time. Pass inside to Welniak, tipped out of bounds by Georgie Johnson. It'll be Ord basketball underneath their own basket. Checking back in for Ord is going to be starter Katie Peterson. Sydney Bernasek in for Anna Queen for Adams Central. 3:25 to go in period number two. Patriots on a 13-point run in the second quarter. Bounce pass inside, shot put up there. It will break the mark there as Katie Peterson. As the Patriots had no defender on Peterson there. She had an easy layup on the inbounds pass. Bernasek now to Johnson. Patriots front court with the lead, 19-10. Wiseman, the freshman, out of Johnson. Pass underneath, shot put up by Bumgardner. No good. The Patriots run that play well, but the ball just won't fall. It's off a Chanticleer and out of bounds on underneath the basket, and Adams Central will throw it in underneath their own basket. The Patriots had the shot there, but it just would not fall. Nice pass inside there by Wiseman. And Chanticleer's knocking out of bounds. Bernasek inbounds. Shot put up from the inbounds. Play is good. A two-point field goal by Josie Bumgardner. Patriots shooting the ball well this quarter, lead at 21-10. Ward with the basketball. They have it in the front court now, and it's Welniak. Welniak to Megan and Alexander. Alexander to Arduser. Pass inside is tipped away. Bernasek goes for the steal. They're on the near sideline, and a whistle and a foul going to be called as Bernasek hit the deck. Also over there was Melanie Hagee, and they whistle the foul on Melanie Hagee as she went for that basketball. Her second foul. Non-shooting situation, Patriot basketball. And Brittany Wiseman, the 5'4 freshman, will control. Adams Hunter leads 21-10. Pass on the far sideline. Too strong for Bernasek. 10th turnover on Adams Central. 12 on Ord. 21-10 Patriots. 2:36 to go in this second quarter. Boys game to follow here in 1230 KHS. Loup Flat Conference girls boys basketball doubleheader at Adams Central Patriot Gym in Hastings. Megan Alexander with the basketball. Now to Arduser. Arduser's pass inside to Welniak. Puts it up and good. Welniak with her second field goal. That is one person that the Patriots have to contain. She averages 12 pass near sideline. Too high and too strong as Ord forces another turnover. And the Patriots getting a little sloppy with their passes as Cheyenne Gotts checks back in and Kaylee Rader. Bernasek's on the floor also with Georgie Johnson and Alex Grimmett, the sophomore for Adams Central. 21-12, Patriots, 2:08 to go, second quarter. Ord turning up the defensive pressure on the last couple of possessions. The Patriots throwing it away. There's a shot from three on the wing. It's going to be in and out of there. No good by Alexander. Offensive rebound. Basket shot put up. No good by Welniak. Off of Patriot and out of bounds. It stays with Ord. The Patriots have to battle on the boards. Welniak, 5'11 senior inside there. And Carson, the 5'11 junior. A little height in there at the Patriots. Inbounded to Welniak. Shot put up short. No good. Grabbed there by Cheyenne Gotts. The Patriots get that rebound. And Gotts runs it into the front court to our right. Lost control of the ball. And the double dribble. Turnover Patriots. 12 on each team. Sidney Niemeyer in. Alex Grimmett out for the Patriots. 1:45 to go before halftime. 21-12. Adams Central. The Patriots have had two 11-point leads. It's now 9. Nikki Carson back in for the Ord Chanticleers and Katie Peterson. A couple of starters back in after a brief rest. Ord with the basketball down by 9. Carson has it deep on the right wing. Nikki Carson into the corner, tipped away by Gotts. Lost out of bounds by Carson. A good defensive pressure there by Gotts forces the turnover. Adam Settle's Emily Boniface comes into the game. Somebody's got to come out. Sydney Bernasek will go sit down. So it's Gotts and Johnson and Niemeyer, Boniface and Rader, the five starters that began this game. Now on the floor for the Patriots, leading by 9, and they have the ball. Boniface now to Rader. Loops the pass right side to Johnson underneath the Niemeyer. Blocked out of bounds, but a foul going to be called. Sidney Niemeyer will go to the line to shoot two. Got some basketball. Also got some of Sidney Niemeyer there, did Holly Heil. And with 1:20 to go, Sidney Niemeyer to the line to shoot two. Sidney has 4. 2 field goals this quarter. Free throw up with the right hand is good. 5 for Niemeyer. 22-12. Patriots by 10. In Megan Hagee, out Sadie Arduser for Orr. Niemeyer for Adams Central shoots the second free throw. In the air, in and out and back down. 6 this quarter for Niemeyer. 23-12, Patriots by 11 once again. Ord front court, Welniak has it to Carson. Nikki Carson, the 5'11 junior out between the rings. Right side pass to Katie Peterson, to Heil. Holly Heil inside to Welniak, double team there, back out. They swing it around to Carson. She will drive. Left-handed shot up off the glass and good. Nikki Carson with 4. And it's 23-14. Adams Center with 50 seconds to go in period number 2. Patriots by 9. Bounce pass free throw line. Rader fakes. Has no shot. Pass tipped away. Patriots turn it over. And the Patriots will foul in the backcourt. Non-shooting situation. Only the 13th foul. And Adams Center. Katie Rader picks up that blocking foul. So with 45 seconds to go, the Patriots still with 4 fouls to give so they can foul before a shot if they want to here. They're leading by 9, and Carson has the basketball. Boniface with the defense. The Patriots can take a chance or two if they wanted to on defense here. Heil with it. Now to Wilniak. Looked underneath but had no pass there. Now she takes a dribble. Her pass is on the right side line to Katie Peterson. She gives up her dribble. Back to Wilniak on the baseline. Drives on Johnson. Double teamed under the basket. Wilniak shot up. It's good. It'll count and she's fouled. Molly Wilniak with six. They go to Wilniak and a foul called on Adams Central's Georgie Johnson. That's her second. Basket counts. It's now 23-16, and Wilniak now has six, heating up a little bit. The 5'11 senior goes to the line to try to complete this three-point play with 19 seconds to go in the first half. Molly's shot is up, and it is going to be good. Three-point play, five this quarter, seven in the game, and the Chanticleers have cut it to six. Adams Central in the final 15 seconds will probably hold the final shot. Boniface bounce past the Raider. Kaylee with it. Gives it up to Gotch with 7 seconds to go to the free throw line. Bounce pass to Boniface with five. Pedro's got to throw it up. Gotch does for three in the air. In the hole. Three-pointer, Cheyenne Gotch with 1 second to go. And that's the way the first half will end. The Chanticleers can't get it in. Cheyenne Gotch's three-pointer in the final seconds of the first half. And the score at halftime, Adams Central 26, Ord 17. We'll talk about this first half in 90 seconds.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Adams Central Patriot Gym. High school basketball here for you tonight on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. We're at halftime in our first of two, our girls' game, and Adams Central leads Ord by the score of 26-17. The Patriots gaining the lead in the second quarter of play as they start the second quarter trailing by 2, 8-6. The Patriots score the first 13 points of the second quarter, go up 19-8. They had an 11-point lead three times in that first quarter, in that first half. The Ord Chanticleers cut that lead from 11 down to 6 late in the first half. The Cheyenne Gotch makes a three-point field goal in the final seconds of period number two to give the Patriots a 9-point, 26-17 lead here at halftime. In fact, the Patriots have 4 three-pointers in the second quarter of play. Have only 6 points in the first quarter, but roll up 20 in the second quarter based on the strength of 4 three-pointers, 2 by Cheyenne Gotch, 1 each for Emily Boniface and Kaylee Rader. And the Patriots score 20 points in that second quarter of play and have 26 here at halftime. Coming into this game through the first 3 games of the season, Adams Central had made only 6 three-pointers all season through the first 3 games, have 4 in the second quarter of play. The Patriots shooting only 23% from the field in the first 3 games from three-point range, but make 4 in that second quarter, and shooting a very high percentage in that second quarter, making 4 of them. And Adams Central outscores the Chanticleers 20-9 in the second quarter, and Adams Central has a 9-point lead here at halftime by the score of 26-17 here this evening. For the Patriots,
Cheyenne Gotts leads the way with 8 points, a couple of three-pointers in that second quarter, two-point field goal in the first. Now, Gotts averages seven. She leads the way so far this season for the Patriots, and she's got to do some scoring for Adams Central to be effective. And she averages seven. She has eight tonight, so she's going to raise that average a little bit no matter what. But eight for Gotts, 6 points for Sydney Niemeyer on 2 two-point field goals. Sydney also two out of two from the free throw line. She has 6 3-point field goals for Emily Boniface and Kaylee Rader. They have 3 points apiece. And 2 points each for Georgie Johnson, Alex Grimmett, and Josie Bumgardner for Adams Central. Seven Patriots have scored. The Patriots have played 10 in the contest. Seven have scored, led by Cheyenne Gotch's 8 points in that first half. The Patriots with 6 points in the first quarter, 20 in the second, 26 here at halftime. They are two out of two from the free throw line and unofficially have turned the ball over 12 times in the first half of play. For the Ord Chanticleers, as you might expect, if you're an Ord basketball fan, you need and want Molly Wilniak to do some scoring for you. She had only two in the first quarter, but got five in the second as the Chanticleers get her the basketball more in that second quarter. She has seven to lead the way. She averages 12 through the first three games of this season. Wilniak, the 5'11 senior, 12 points, 8 rebounds per game. She has seven to lead the way. 4 points for Nikki Carson and two each for Holly Heil, Megan Alexander, and Katie Peterson. All of the starters have scored for the Chanticleers, and they ran in 9 or 10 in the game, too. 7 for Molly Wilniak to lead the way. The Chanticleers with 8 first-quarter points, 9 in the second, 17 here at halftime. They're 1 out of 3 from the free-throw line, and we have the Chanticleers with 13 turnovers in that first half of play. And Adams Central with the lead by the score of 26-17. Again, the Patriots with an 11-point lead on three different occasions. The Chanticleers cut it to 6 late in that first half, but the big momentum builder, the Patriots hope, at the end of the first half, Cheyenne Gotch, nothing but net three-pointer to make it 26-17 here at halftime in favor of the Adams Central, the Patriots. The boys' game will follow. That's 3-1 Adams Central against 1-2 Ord in that boys' contest to follow. That should be a pretty good ball game. The Chanticleers have put some points on the board. They're averaging in the 50s. Adams Central, the Patriots, have scored in the 70s their last two games. They've been able to put some points on the board with the exception of one of their four games, and, of course, that would be the game they lost at Aurora, so the second game to follow. Just a bit later on. And we're at halftime of the girls' game with the score. Adams Central 26 and Ord 17. We'll take a timeout. When we return, we'll have the third period play-by-play. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
Protein Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteindesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Patriot Gym in Hastings, Adams Central and Ord, girls high school basketball, our first of two tonight. Adams Central 26, Ord 17 here at halftime. The Adams Central teams, two of the three Hastings High School teams in action tonight. The St. Cecilia boys have a home game tonight. They're hosting the unbeaten Sutton Mustangs. That should be a good one over at Chapman Gym. St. Cecilia and Sutton boys contest tonight. And that basketball game can be heard on our on Platte River Radio's The Breeze, KLIQ-FM 94.5. College basketball coming your way tomorrow right here on 1230 KHAS Radio as the Hastings College Broncos women and men will be hosting Northwestern. Of course, Northwestern and defending NAIA Division II national champions will come to town, take on the Lady Broncos, and then the men's game tomorrow. There'll be the doubleheader at Lynn Farrell Arena. Both games can be heard right here on 1230 KHS. Pregame show time at 1:45. The girls will tip off at 2. The women will tip off at 2. The men at 4. Follow the Broncos all season long here on 1230 KHAS Radio as we follow our local and area teams through state tournaments, we hope for many in March, and national tournaments, we hope for Hastings College also in March. A lot of basketball to be played before then, and we got 16 more minutes at least here of girls' high school basketball with Adams Central leading Ord 26-17 as the third quarter about to begin, and the Adams Central girls will have a 9-point lead. Now, the Patriots were losing an overtime game, their second game of the season. That's their close ball game that they lost in overtime, hurt by a couple of late turnovers, and Aurora got back into the game and won it. Holdridge beat the Lady Patriots pretty soundly in game number one in Centura. And Adams Central battled for a half before Centura took over in the second half, forcing turnovers and forcing the Lady Patriots into turnovers using a pressing style. And we'll see if Ord comes out with a pressing style here to try to force the Patriots into turnovers. And we'll see how Tim Marker's team likes this 9-point lead here at halftime as Kaylee Rader, Sydney Niemeyer, Emily Boniface, Cheyenne Gotch, and Georgie Johnson come out for the Patriots. It's going to be Molly Welniak, Megan Alexander, Holly Heil, Nikki Carson, and Katie Peterson for Ord. Ord basketball, they shoot at the basket to our right. Quickly inside to Welniak. Shot put up. No good, but she's fouled. And right off the get-go, they go inside to Welniak. The offensive threat for the Chanticleers, and she's fouled in the first 8 seconds, and Welniak to shoot two. We'll see if the Patriots can clamp a little defense on Welniak. That's eight, though, as she makes the first free throw. Adams Central, who's played pretty good defense, according to Coach Marker, in the first three. They're going to have to tighten things up here defensively on Welniak this second half. Second free throw is off, no good. Niemeyer with the rebound. One out of two for Welniak. 26-18 Adams Central, just underway period number three. Gotch with the basketball. A runner in the lane. Shot going to be blocked out of there and taken down by Katie Peterson. So the block by Peterson. Quickly front court, it's Alexander. Megan with it now to Carson. The Patriots looking for that four quarters of consistency. Had a good second quarter. We'll see how this third quarter goes. Carson will drive on Niemeyer. Put up the shot and score. Nikki Carson gets the baseline and scores. Three quick ones for the Chanticleers. They've shut it to six and a quick timeout. Tim Marker for Adams Central. So we'll take a timeout. 40 seconds into the third quarter. It's Adams Central 26, Ord 20, back in 30 seconds.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
1230 KHAS.
30-second timeout by Tim Marker and Adam Settle. The Patriots to inbound. They want to slow things up here a little bit. Let's get situated in this third quarter. Quick 3 points to score. There's a steal, a takeover there. Turnover on the Patriots. Katie Peterson with the quick hands on the Patriots. Turn it over on the steal. Front court, or they can cut it to four or three on this possession. Have the basketball. They look inside for Carson. No pass there. Heil with it. Pass tipped away. There they go to the floor. Carson grabs it for Ord. Pass inside to Welniak. Turn double team there to Carson in the corner. Couple of dribbles. Shot put up and good. Nikki Carson with two field goals in a row. Five in a row to start the quarter for Ord. It's now 26-22. Patriots lead cut quickly from 9 to 5 in the first minute plus here at the third quarter. Georgie Johnson's shot up will bounce around and off. No good. Niemeyer's shot on the offensive rebound is no good, but she's fouled in the play. So Sydney Niemeyer to the line to shoot two for Adams Central. Niemeyer with the offensive rebound of the missed shot will go to the line to shoot two. It's 26-22. Niemeyer has scored six. He's two out of two from the line. Free throw up and off the back iron. No good. Stays a four-point Patriot lead. The Chanticleers have scored the first five of this third quarter. They're right back in the basketball game, and Niemeyer's second free throw is up. This one's going to be good. Up and back there, seven for Sydney. 27-22, Adams Central. Carson into the front court. Double team there. Gets rid of the basketball. Does to Megan Alexander. Pass in the lane to Katie Peterson. Rolls out to Heil. Heil shut up on the run. No good. Rebound to Boniface. Emily Boniface with the rebound for Adams Central to Cheyenne Gotch. Front court Patriots as they shoot at the basket to our left. Bounce pass to Boniface. It's a zone defense now for the Chanticleers. Niemeyer on the baseline. Shot is blocked by Welniak. Niemeyer grabs it back out to Gotch. Cheyenne's runner from seven is going to be off there. No good. Welniak with the rebound. It's Ord. Gone into the defense of his own this quarter. Carson drives. Shot off the backboard. No good. Grabbed by Boniface. Carson missed that running shot. Boniface in the front court has now traveled. Emily couldn't get rid of the basketball and turn it over. 14th one for Adams Central. Back to the Chanticleers with 5:54 to go third quarter. 27-22 Adams Central. Checking in Melanie Hagee, 5'7 senior, going out. Holly Heil for Ord. So Hagee in the basketball game. Ord basketball. And Nikki Carson with it in the backcourt. Picked up by Gotch. Front court now to Megan Alexander. Alexander pass tipped by Boniface. Boniface goes for the steal. As she goes for the steal, she's held on the play by Megan Alexander. So Emily Boniface with the quick hands. Turnover there on Ord and the foul on Alexander and the Patriots. Good defensive play by Boniface, and she will inbound on the far sideline. Bounce passes it in to Cheyenne Gotch for the Patriots. Now the Chanticleers will be in that 2-3 zone. Niemeyer's shot is deflected by Welniak, and it goes to Carson. So Niemeyer's 15-footer was deflected, and Gotch knocks the pass out of bounds. Cheyenne Gotch tips it away and out of bounds as the Chanticleers get into the offensive zone. Trailing by five, quickly checking in, Alex Grimmett, the sophomore for Adams Central. And also coming in, Josie Bumgardner, the freshman for the Patriots. Kaylee Rader goes out, Sydney Niemeyer out. Bumgardner and Boniface, Gotch, Johnson, and Grimmett for Adams Central. Inbound into Welniak to Katie Peterson. To Alexander behind a screen for three. Off, no good, rebounded by Bumgardner. Lost control, tipped away. They go to the floor, four players on the floor. Jump ball called. Alternate possession on the jump ball. It will go to Adams Central. Sadie Arduzer, 5'4", junior in for Ord. Megan Alexander to go out. So the Patriots get it on the alternate possession. Holly Heil quickly back in. Welniak goes out. 27-22, Patriots by 5. 5:15 to go, third quarter. Girls high school basketball here tonight at Adams Central Patriots Gym. Cheyenne Gotch bounce pass in the lane to Johnson. Double team there, tipped away from her. Picked up there by Hagee. Turnover Patriots, number 15. Quickly long into the front court, it's Peterson. Katie Peterson's shot is no good, but she's fouled on the play, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. I'll call on Adams Central. Josie Bumgardner. Two shots coming up here now for Katie Peterson, the 5'9 senior. Free throw up and in and out, no good. Stays a five-point Patriot lead. Peterson averaging 5 points a game. Has one field goal tonight. Sydney Vernosik in. Cheyenne Gotch out for Adams Central. We played 3 minutes and 1 second of this quarter, which means there's 4 minutes and 59 seconds to go in period number three. Katie Peterson's second free throw is off, no good. Patriots grab the rebound. Emily Boniface for Adams Central. Still a five-point Patriot lead. Ord now one out of five from the free throw line. Boniface, front court. To Bumgardner, to Boniface, right side to Bernosik against the zone of Ord. 2-1-2 zone. They fly to the basketball, baseline. It's Grimmett. Grimmett lost control, and it's stolen by Peterson. Patriots turn it over for the fourth time this quarter, 16th time in the basketball game. Carson's pass on the baseline to Heil. Howe works the baseline to travel. Molly Howe called for traveling. Molly Welniak, the senior leader, checking back in for Melanie Hagee for Ord. Starter Megan Alexander back into the game for Holly Heil for Ord. 27-22, Patriots still by five. 4:25 to go in period number three. If they start the time clock, it's stuck on 4:27. They need to start the time clock here. There's a three-pointer in the air. It's off, no good. Bernasic with the rebounds. The Patriots have the ball. The clock's still stuck on 4:27. Another shot missed by the Patriots. Another shot missed underneath Welniak as the clock's still stuck. We've played about 45 seconds and no time has gone off the clock. There it goes. So if the Patriots lose this game in the final 45 seconds, that may be the reason. The clock finally started. Shot put up by Welniak, no good. In the offensive zone. Rebound shot put up by Peterson, no good, but a whistle and a foul called on Adams Central. Patriots foul on Emily Boniface. So 4:14 to go. Niemeyer and Queen into the game. Johnson goes out, Boniface goes out. Niemeyer, Queen, Bernasic, Bumgardner, and Grimmett in the game. Inbounded to Carson, left alone for three. No good on the shot there. A wide open three for Nikki Carson. The Patriots rebound. Bumgardner is fouled in the backcourt. Fouled by Katie Peterson of Ord. And the Patriots will come the length of the floor. 4:07, three fouls apiece in the second half on each team. 4:07 to go. Coming out of the game is Katie Peterson and Melanie Hagee back in for Orr. Patriots basketball still with that 27-22 lead halfway through period number three. There's a bounce pass almost picked off, and it goes off Anna Queen and out of bounds. The defender went for the steal, didn't get it, but got in the line of vision of Anna Queen. She couldn't control that pass. It went out of bounds, and the Patriots turn it over for the 17th dime. Going out is Bumgardner. Checking back in is Kaylee Rader. Ord basketball can cut it to three or two here on this possession. Hagee has the ball, and she travels. Melanie Hagee looking for someone to throw it to. Travels. 16 turnovers on Ord, 17 on Adams Central. For the third quarter, 5 points for Ord, 1 point for the Patriots. The Patriots had 20 in the second, one in the third. They lose control. Stolen basketball. Arducer with the steal. She's into the front court to Alexander. The Patriots throw it away once again. Arducer in the corner. Bounce pass inside to Welniak. Double team there and a timeout called by Gail Nelson aboard on the near sideline. So the Ord coach wants and gets a timeout with 3.5 minutes to go third quarter. We'll take a timeout. It's Adams Central 27, Ord 22, back in 30 seconds.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Adams Central Patriot Gym. 27-22 Patriots over Ord. 3.5 minutes to go in this third quarter of play. We got the celebs in the house tonight. Ed Littler here from Channel 5 in Hastings. The little tape of these basketball games tonight on the Sports with Ed. Eric Buderas, Hastings Tribune, also. He's in the house here tonight, so we'll probably have a chance to read Eric's story on these games tomorrow morning's paper. Patriots bringing out the celebrities. Patriots 5-point lead. Basketball Ord inbound underneath their own basket. Melanie Hagee to throw it in for the Welniak around the screen. Missed the inside shot. Gets her own rebound shot short. Tipped around the baseline. Grabbed by Kaylee Rader of Adams Central. Bounce pass. Outlet pass to Bernasic. So the Patriots escape there. Welniak misses one up close. The Patriots travel in the front court. Adams Central with their seventh turnover this quarter. A bugaboo of turnovers plaguing the Patriots in this third quarter. It's 27-22. Adams Center led by 9 at the quarter. We've been stuck on 27-22 for a couple of minutes. Hagee has the basketball to Arducer. Sadie with it for Ord. Still has the ball and a 5-second call. The good defense there by Bernasic. Arducer can't get rid of the ball in the allotted 5 seconds with the close defense. And Ord turns it over Checking in, Katie Peterson going out. Sadie Arduzer for Ord. Patriot basketball, Niemeyer to throw it into Anna Queen. Quickly back in, Holly Heil for Ord. Welniak goes out. So Ord has had a chance to move closer than five. They've missed a couple of shots inside this quarter. Still a five-point Patriot lead. Adam Tedder's led for pretty much from the second quarter on. A big 13-point run to start the second quarter. Put the Patriots up. Niemeyer with it to Bernasic. Top of the key for three. In the hole, Sydney Bernasic. Her first bucket for three. Patriots with one, two, three, four, five threes in the game. Half their points. Three-point arc. Inside pass underneath now to Heil. Shot up. It's good. Holly Heil with the field goal. She has four. 30-24. Adams Central by six. Front court Bernasic. Lost control of the ball. The steal there by Peterson as the Patriots turn it over. Once again in the backcourt, a foul going to be calling Kaylee Rader. Kaylee a little too tight there on the defense. Called for the foul in the backcourt. Non-shooting situation. 30-24. Adams Central. 2:24 to go third quarter. Cheyenne Gotch checks in. Emily Boniface in. Carly Bostock, the 5'10 freshman, her first appearance in for Adams Central, first appearance of the second half. Boniface, Gotch, Rader, Niemeyer, and Bostock for Adams Central. They're on defense. Ord basketball, backcourt, Megan Alexander dribbles her way into the front court to Nikki Carson. She will drive to the baseline, pass back out on the wing. Peterson from the corner, no good. Rebound shot up off there, no good by Carson. Another shot missed inside. Rebound by Bostock, tipped away from her by Holly Heil, but she lost it on the end line. Heil got the steal, but bounced it on the end line. And the Patriots will have the ball. She got that steal, but she was on the end line. And Adams Central will play it in. Now backcourt pressure by the Chanticleers. Inbounded to Gotch. Zone pressure in that backcourt. Gotch now still in the backcourt. Dribbles it to the timeline. Bounce pass to Niemeyer. Turns. Her pass is deflected and stolen by the Chanticleers. Patriots turn it over once again. That's nine this quarter. Front court, the Chanticleers knocked out of bounds by Cheyenne Gotch. So Gotch almost gets the steal. Knocked it out of bounds. Chanticleers to inbound. Six-point Patriot lead, 1:50 to go. Hagee to throw it in, does to Katie Peterson. Peterson to Holly Heil for Ord. Bostock with the defense to Carson. Left-handed dribble, cut off there by Niemeyer. Her pass is out to Alexander, run down at the timeline by Megan. Inside the lane, all alone underneath. Shot no good there by Heil. Battle on the baseline. Heil and Gotch hit the floor. And jump ball. It will stay with the Ord Chanticleers. Molly Welniak back in. Another wide open shot missed there by the Chanticleers. They've missed three or four close range this quarter. This would be a much closer game. It's six as it is. Chanticleers on the alternate possession jump ball get the basketball. Inbounded to Hagee. Inside to Welniak. To her left. Shot put up. It'll roll off, no good, but she's fouled to the play, and Molly Welniak to go to the line to shoot two. Foul on Adams Central. Sydney Niemeyer picks up the foul. Six-point Patriot lead, 1:27 to go. Patriots led by nine at the quarter. It's now six. Welniak at the line to shoot two. She scored eight. She averages 12. Free throw up. Makes the first. Welniak has made three, missed one from the line tonight, 30-25. Patriots with only 4 points this quarter. Eight for Ord. Welniak to shoot the second. She has nine. Second free throw is up, and this is going to be rolling off. No good. The rebound by Bostock. Bostock in the backcourt passes it to Cheyenne Gotch. Front court pass now to Rader. She'll stop and pop from three. Off. No good. Offensive rebound, Emily Boniface. Nice rebound by Boniface to Gotch for three. Going to be an air ball. No good. Rader with the offensive board. Patriots with their third attempt at the basket. Boniface for three from the wing. No good. Rebounded by Welniak. There's a pass on the near sideline off the hands of Alexander. Welniak, the outlet pass to Alexander, just couldn't control it. Turnover, Ord, basketball, Patriots, 1:03 to go in the third. Megan Alexander goes out of the game, and Katie Peterson back in. Patriots, five-point lead. They had three shots at the basket, three three-point attempts, when none of them fell the last time with the ball. The Patriots inbound. Pass underneath to Bostock. Nice pass from Boniface. Bostock with the field goal there, her first. Emily Boniface with a good assist. Good all-around game for Boniface. Defensively, passing, offensively too, and the Patriots foul. Cheyenne Gotch in the front court picks up the foul for the Patriots. 32-25, Adams Central. 47 seconds to go in the third quarter. Checking in, Sadie Arduzer, the junior. Going out, Melanie Hagee, the senior for Ord. Ord basketball, far sideline inbounding is Nikki Carson. 7-point Patriot lead. They cling to this lead here. They've had it since early in the second quarter. Carson with it. Nikki in the corner. Bounce pass, top of the gears, a pass underneath to Welniak. Double team shot, put up, rolls off, no good. But Welniak fouled once again as the Chanticleers pound that ball inside. They swing it around to the top of the key. Hit Welniak on the angle. She works underneath. She's fouled in the play. 17 foul on Adams Central. Georgie Johnson in. Sydney Niemeyer out for the Patriots. Niemeyer in a bit of foul trouble here. Welniak to shoot for the Chanticleers. Her free throw is up, and it is going to be in and out and no good, and a whistle on the rebound attempt. Let's see. Got a foul on maybe a lane violation on the Patriots there. Welniak to try it again. I think they called a foul on Georgie Johnson. That's a lane violation. They just kind of got tangled up. So Welniak goes back to the line for the 1-1. Free throw is up. This time it's good. So she earns the bonus this time, 32-26. Patriots by six. Welniak has made three. She's missed. Missed three this quarter. She's 3 out of 6 from the line. She has 10 points. She earns the bonus here. Free throw up. This one is also good. Makes them both. 32-27, so another 5-point Patriot lead. Backcourt, Cheyenne Gotch, she's double-teamed, and she's tied up. Alternate possession, jump ball, it'll stay with Adams Central, and Tim Marker's going to take a timeout here. The Patriots facing some pressure in the backcourt. Patriots will have the ball when we return. Timeout on the floor. Adams Central 32, Ord 27. We're back in 30 seconds.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
32-27, Adams Central lead Ord. 30 seconds to go in this third quarter. Patriots facing some backcourt pressure here from the Ord Chanticleers. That's one thing that hurt the Patriots last Friday when they played well in the first half against Centura. Centura putting on second-half pressure, and the Patriots forced errors, and ended up losing that basketball game, and the Patriots still have the 5-point lead. Georgie Johnson's going to throw it in. Boniface on the floor, Gotch on the floor, Welniak out there, and Heil. The Patriots have Rader and Bostock, Gotch, Johnson, and Boniface. Johnson looks to throw it in. Does to Boniface. Double-teamed in that backcourt. One dribble, bounce pass to Johnson. Front court pass now, but Johnson traveled first. The Patriots with their 10th turnover this quarter. 22 in the game. Megan Alexander quickly back in for Orange. The Patriots would have had a chance for the last shot of the third quarter. Now we'll have to play defense on the turnover. Inbounded to Carson. Nikki Carson for the Chanticleers. They can get within 3 or 2 here before this quarter. 18 seconds to go. They're going to play for one. The way it looks, Heil with it to Carson. Nikki with it. Cross court to Alexander. Eyed the three, didn't take it. Spins now. She's into the lane. Bounce pass. Shot put up. It's going to be no good by Heil, but she's fouled on the play. And Holly Heil will go to the line to shoot two as the Patriots commit another foul with 6 seconds to go. So Heil to the line to shoot two. She scored two in the game. She's 0-for-2 from the line, so she can cut this to a 3-point game heading into the fourth. Heil's free throw in and out, no good. 6 seconds exactly to play in period number three. Patriot 5-point lead. Holly Heil to shoot the second. Eyes it and lets it go. It's good. Makes 1 out of 2. 32-28. Patriots by 4. Boniface quickly into the front court to Rader. Needs to take the shot. 3 seconds to go. Boniface underneath to Bostock. The Patriots do not get the shot off. That's the end of the third quarter of play. After three, Adams Central 32, Ord 28, back in 30 seconds for the fourth quarter.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Well, we played three here at Patriot Gym, and Adams Central with the lead 32-28 after three quarters of play. But the Patriots outscored in that third quarter by Ord 11-6. So Adams Central has only 6 points in the third quarter, six in the first, 20 in the second, and six in the third quarter of play. Ord, in fact, 5 out of 11 from the free throw line in that third quarter alone. The Patriots turned it over 10 times in the quarter. They have turned it over 22 times. Ord, 18 times in the game as the fourth quarter begins with the Patriots leading by 4, but that lead cut from 9 to 4 in the third quarter. Patriots have Cheyenne Gott, Sidney Niemeyer, Georgie Johnson, Kaylee Rader, and Josie Bumgardner on the floor to start this fourth quarter with a 4-point lead, and we are underway. Bumgardner with it. We'll take a 13-footer. In and out. No good. Rebounded by Katie Peterson. Peterson out there with Megan Alexander, Molly Wolniak, Holly Heil, and Nikki Carson for Ord. Ord much more aggressive on the offensive board. There's a pass intended for Wolniak. Off her hand and out of bounds. Too high turnover Ord. Basketball Adams Central. The Patriots. Close ball game. In fact, lost in overtime to Ord. To Aurora in the second game of the season. Katie Rader gets the pass to the timeline, knocked down by Molly Wolniak, and an obvious foul on Molly there. Ord's not over that 6-foul limit to send the Patriots to the line. Adam Settle is over that limit. Ord will be shooting free throws the rest of the way. And Cheyenne Gotch will get the inbounds pass from Georgie Johnson. Adam Central ball leading by 4, just underway, fourth quarter of play. Wolniak with 11 to lead the way for Ord. Niemeyer's shot is going to be no good. Grabbed on the offensive board by Bumgardner. Ball comes all the way to the free throw line, and Bumgardner travels with it as she tried to get rid of it. So Adam Central gives the ball back to Ord. Adam Central, Cheyenne Gotch has 8. Cheyenne did not score in the third quarter. Sidney Niemeyer with 7. 9 players have scored for Adam Central. But again, 6 points in the first, 20 in the second, 6 in the third. There's the consistency. Alexander, top of the key to Peterson, to Heil. Heil with the free throw line, bounce pass baseline, shot put up by Peterson. It's good, it'll count, and she's fouled. Adam Settle just a little late with the defense there, and foul after the basket is made. 32-30, Patriot lead cut to 2. They've led by 11 in that second quarter of play. Now, Katie Peterson to the line to try to complete this three-point play. She scored 4. Free throw up, and this one's going to be no good. Niemeyer rebounds for Adams Central. 32-30, Patriots by 2. 6:53 to go. Fourth quarter of play. Gotch with it for Adams Central. Bounce pass to Johnson. Tipped away, stolen out of there by the Ord Chanticleers, Katie Peterson, and then Johnson has to foul. So the steal by Peterson, the turnover of the Patriots, the foul called on Georgie Johnson. Adams Central sends Ord to the line. A couple of tosses here for Katie Peterson. 10th team foul on Adams Central, so the Chanticleers will shoot 2 the rest of the way. Still 6:46 to go. Free throw good by Peterson. 32-31. Out Niemeyer, in Alex Grimmett for Adams Central. Peterson, to shoot her second free throw, makes the first. 1 out of 4 from the line. Ord, 6 out of 14 through three quarters from the line. Free throw is going to be an air ball, way short. So 7 made and 10 missed now for the Chanticleers. They come into the game shooting 56% from the line, or under that here in this quarter. 32-31. Inbound pass stolen by Wolniak. Underneath the Katie Peterson, shot up, no good. Battle for it on the baseline. Wolniak tries to get the ball. Shot put up. She's tied up on the play. Johnson and Bumgardner tie up Wolniak. It'll stay with the Chanticleers. It's 32-31. Adams Central's 11-point lead in the second quarter. 9 at halftime has been reduced to one. Still more than 6 minutes to go in the ball game. A lot of time, 6.5. Shot put up from the wing for three. No good this time by Sadie Arducer. Long rebound goes to Alexander. Alexander now to Heil as the Chanticleers will get another crack at taking the lead here. Now to Megan Alexander. Top of the key to the free throw line. Avoids her defender. Shot missed. No good. Rebounded by Bumgardner for Adams Central. In the backcourt pass to Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch for the Patriots. Dribbles the ball into the front court. Bounce pass right side to Grimmett. To Raider. To Gotch. To Johnson. Cross court to Raider. Left alone from 13. Going to be short. No good rebound. Johnson. Shot put up. Rolls off. No good. But Georgie Johnson is fouled on the play. And she'll go to the line to shoot two for Adams Central. I'll call on Katie Peterson of Orr. So Adams Central clings to a one-point lead. Georgie Johnson at the line to shoot her first free throw. She has scored one field goal, 2 points. Free throw up, good. Nothing but net, three for Johnson. 33-31, Adams Central. Melanie Hagee, Megan Peterson in for the Chanticleers. Kaylee Rader goes out, Anna Queen in. We have a Megan Peterson, we have a Katie Peterson. We have the sisters Peterson for Orr. Georgie Johnson at the line. Second free throw is going to be bouncing around and down. Makes them both. She has four. Patriots lead at 3-34-31. Forward front court now. It's Hagee. Melanie Hagee for Orr. Defense there by Grimmett. Orr trying to get rid of the basketball. It's tipped away and a whistle. Quick timeout call before the five-second call. Gail Nelson got the timeout call on the Orr sideline. The coach gets the timeout before Ord turns that basketball over. So we'll take a timeout with 5:49 to go in the fourth quarter. Adams Central 34, Ord 31. We're back in 30 seconds.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
34-31, Adams Central. They'll be on defense here with Anna Queen on the floor, Georgie Johnson, Cheyenne Gotch, Alex Grimmett, and Josie Bumgardner. Ord with the basketball. They inbound the ball and controlling it is Sadie Arducer. Arducer into the lane, dishes it in the corner to Katie Peterson, but no shot there. To Hagee. To Megan Alexander. Her shot is blocked by Gotch, but a foul going to be called on Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch got part of the basketball, but also part of Megan Alexander, and Alexander will go to the line and shoot two. Again, the Patriots over the 10-foul limit, so Ord will shoot two the rest of the way. They've shot 17 free throws. There's the first one made there by Megan Alexander. She has three, and it's 34-32. Patriots by two now. Nikki Carson back in. Sadie Arducer out for Ord. Quick rest there for the starter, Carson. Alexander's second free throw is up. This one's good. Makes them both, and it's 34-33. Ord has not been able to regain that lead, but they've come close a couple of times. Patriots get it into the front court. Queen now, 10-4 for the sophomore Grimmett. In her hands, right through her hands, and out of bounds. Adam Settle turns it over for the 25th time. Gotch goes out. Bumgardner goes out for Adams Central. Checking in, Sydney Bernasek and Emily Boniface. One-point Patriot lead, 5:28 to go. So we got one that looks like it's going to the wire. There's the inbound pass tip. Boniface on the tip there and a whistle. Boniface hits the deck. Hagee hits the deck. A foul going to be called on Melanie Hagee of Ord. So Boniface with the good defense there and the quick hands. And the Patriots will not go to the line. That's the 16th foul on the Chanticleers. So the Patriots will go to the line from here on in. Bernasek inbounds to Queen. Top of the key down to Boniface. To Bernasek. Takes the three from the wing. In and out. No good. Rebounded out of there by Alexander. That one just in and out. Long front court pass is going to be too strong on the baseline. And it goes out of bounds. And the turnover on Ord. Number 20 on the Chanticleers. Checking in, Sadie Arducer, still a one-point Patriot lead. The Patriots trying to hold on here. led by 9 at halftime. Still 5:14 to go, a lot of time. In is Katie Peterson. Out is Megan Alexander. Patriots inbound Johnson in the backcourt to Bernasic. To Boniface, front court. Now pass underneath. Shot going to be up and roll around and good. It'll count. Alex Grimmett scores, and she's fouled, and she has four, and she'll go to the line to shoot one. 36-33, a basket and one here for Grimmett. So the sophomore, Alex Grimmett, goes to the line with 5:08 to go. She has four free throws off the iron. No good. Rebounded by Welniak. 36-33, Patriots by three. It's a nail-biter here at Patriot Gym. Shot put up on there and off the glass and good by Katie Peterson. So Peterson wastes little time. They're making it 36-35, Adams Central. There's a pass off the hands of Queen. Patriots turn it over. Ord in the front court. They have the ball. Carson on the near sideline. She can't control it, and Ord turns it right back over to Adams Central. So we'll see who cracks here first, huh? Way it looks, turnovers on each team. Patriot ball leading by one. 4:40 to play in regulation. Bernasic to Boniface. Left wing to Queen. Two-point shot. Good. And a Queen with her first field goal. Patriots lead by three, 38-35. Front court, Katie Peterson for Ord. To Nikki Carson. Carson on the wing to Heil. Holly with it. One dribble look inside for Welniak. Find her, but she lost control of it out of bounds. Turnover Ord. They simply, Welniak just couldn't grab it. Lost it off her hands and out of bounds. Adams Central to send in Sydney Niemeyer and Carly Bostock. Bostock, 5'10 freshman. Niemeyer, the 5'8 senior. Georgie Johnson goes out. And Alex Grimmett goes out. Bernasic on the floor. Bostock on the floor. Queen, Boniface, and Niemeyer. 4:15 to go in the ballgame. 38-35 Patriots. Boniface, front court for the Patriots to Bernasic. Sydney with it, tips it over to Queen, and a whistle, and a foul going to be called on Sadie Arducer, and that's the 7th, 18th foul. So Adams Central will go to the line, one and bonus. Anna Queen to the line for the 1-1 for Adams Central. Anna's 4 out of 4 from the line this season. The Patriots, as a team, is 49% coming in. Although Adams Central has made 5 free throws, they've only missed a couple. This free throw is no good. I guess the jinx on the 1-1. Still a 3-point lead into the front court. It's Heil underneath. Shot put up. It's going to be good by Katie Peterson. As the Chanticleers get their 7th point this quarter from Peterson, and they beat the Patriot defense back that time, 38-37. Queen's pass underneath the Bostock. Shot put up, no good. Rebounded by Welniak. Fouled in the backcourt by Anna Queen. Patriots did not need to foul there. Welniak will go to the line to try to put the Chanticleers ahead. 3:45 to go in the ballgame. Lots of time. The Chanticleers can get the lead here. Welniak to the line. She scored 11. She has shot 8 free throws. She'll shoot 2 here. She's 5 out of 8 from the line, is Molly, and 11 points. Free throw up for the tie in the air. In the hole, we're tied at 38. So the Chanticleers get from that 11-point deficit in the second quarter, 9 at the half, finally get it tied here at 38-38. Welniak eyes her 13th point. This one's up. It is in the air for the lead, and it is nothing but net. Two made by Welniak. 39-38 now. Ord with the lead. Pass in the backcourt is picked off by Alexander. Turnover on the Patriots. The Patriots try to get the defense. They get it. On the far sideline is Nikki Carson. Turns it over for Ord. Patriot basketball. Teams trade turnovers once again. 27 on Adams Central. Cheyenne Gotch, Kaylee Rader in. Bernasic goes out. Queen out. It's Bostock, the 5'10 freshman out there with Rader. Gotch, Niemeyer, and Boniface for Adams Central. 3:35, clock runs fourth quarter. Ord 39, Adams Central 38. Boniface to Gotch. Patriots now down by one. We'll see how they react. There's a pass. Gotch picks it up. It was tipped away from her, but she picked it up. Got it to Bostock. Now to Niemeyer. To Gotch. To Boniface. Takes the three. In the off the backboard and rim. No good. Rebounded by Alexander. Megan Alexander to Nikki Carson. Ord runs with the lead in the basketball. Pass is going to be picked off by Rader. Turnover Ord. Rader in the backcourt into the front court. Now to Gotch. Cheyenne to the baseline. stopped there. Back to Raider. Kaylee with it. Gotch, the leading scorer for the Patriots in the first half with eight, has not scored this half. Niemeyer to the baseline. Puts up the runner. Shot short. Partially deflected, but a foul going to be called on Molly Welniak of Ord and Sydney Niemeyer to the line to shoot two for Adams Central. She has seven. She's three out of four from the line. Niemeyer coming in 50% from the line, but Sydney's three out of four tonight. She'll shoot two. Foul in the act there. Free throw up. It's good, and we're tied. Eight for Niemeyer. 39-39. A thriller here at Adams Central. Georgie Johnson in, the starting player for the Patriots, the junior, and the freshman, Carly Bostock, go out. Niemeyer eyes the second for the lead here with 2:56 to play. Up, and it is rolling around and off. We're still tied at 39 with 2:54. Clock runs fourth quarter. Carson in the backcourt to Welniak. Welniak across the timeline will drive all the way into the lane, stops and shoots and scores. The Patriot defense does not collapse there. And Ord has an easy basket from Welniak, and she has 15. Front court, it's Niemeyer. 41-39, Ord. To Gotch. Cheyenne now to Raider. Kaylee with it to Boniface. Left side to Niemeyer. Baseline to Johnson. Top of the key pass picked off there by Alexander. Patriots with another turnover, number 28. And Emily Boniface fouls in the front court. Boniface with the foul will send the Chanticleers to the line. That foul there, about 25 feet from the basket. And the Chanticleers are in the two-shot free throws the rest of the way. They'll throw two up here, Nikki Carson. Timeout on the floor, Adams Central. 2:22 to go in the fourth quarter. Ord 41, Adams Central 39, back in 30 seconds.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
2 minutes and 22 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Ord 41, Adams Central 39. And Adams Central will be standing on the free throw line, and they'll watch Nikki Carson shoot two free throws here. Ord could be up by four. Carson has scored six. These will be her first two free throw attempts. Patriots over that 10-foul limit. Ord has committed nine, so we'll shoot free throws the rest of the way. Carson's free throw is good. She has seven, and it's 42-39 Ord. Six out of eight from the line this quarter for Ord. Missed the second, though. Rebound Johnson to Boniface. 42-39, Ord by three. 2:15 to go in the ballgame. Boniface, front court to Raider. Kaylee Raider for the Patriots back to Boniface. Man-to-man defense for Ord. To Gotch for three in the air. Off the side of the iron. No good save on the baseline by Niemeyer. Niemeyer's outlet pass is going to be intended for Gotch. Trying to pick it off as Peterson, but she can't. She's on the sideline. It'll be Adams Central ball still down by three. 1:59 to go in the fourth quarter. Quickly checking in is going to be Molly Welniak, who had a quick breather during that timeout. Melanie Hagee goes out. 1:59 to play. Patriots now down by three. Boniface inbounds to Gotch. Cheyenne with it. Lost control of it. It goes off the hands of Raider. Patriots will turn it over once again. But Gotch kind of tripped and lost control. Heil with it now to Alexander. And the Chanticleers are going to make the Patriots chase a little bit here. 1:40 to go. Carson with it. 1:35 to play. Patriots down by three. Carson with it to Alexander. Bounce pass to Katie Peterson. Peterson to Heil. To Alexander. Again, Ord's gone into a bit of a delay game, and there's a foul in Cheyenne Gotch. The Patriots don't have to foul here yet. There's still 1:23 to go. The Patriots getting a little impatient. And Ord will go back to the free throw line. Megan Alexander will shoot two. Ord with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 made, and three missed this quarter. 6 out of 9, 12 out of 23 from the line. Alexander's free throw bounces off, no good. So 50% from the line tonight for the Chanticleers. They have a three-point lead. Megan Alexander's second free throw's up and in and out, no good, so it's still a one-possession game. She misses them both. Adams Central front court, it's Boniface. Boniface to Gotch. To Raider. 1:13 to play. Raider into the lane. Bounce pass to Niemeyer. Is wide of the mark and out of bounds. Number 30. Turnover on Adams Central. Anna Queen in. Kaylee Raider out for the Patriots. 1:11 to play in the fourth quarter. Adams Central turns it over. Full court pressure. Backcourt Patriots. Inbounded to Carson. The 5'11 junior. Dribbles to the timeline. Gets the screen. Gets it into the front court. Double team there. Whistle and a foul going to be called on Sydney Niemeyer. They're just getting a little frustrated, fouling a little bit too quickly than they need to here. Niemeyer fouls out of the basketball game, in fact. Sydney gone with 8 points. 8 points for Niemeyer. Had six of those in that 20-point second quarter for the Patriots. Eight in the game for Niemeyer. She fouls out with 1:04 to go. Nikki Carson's to the free throw line to shoot two more for the Ord Chanticleers. Leading 42-39 and going to check in is going to be the freshman Carly Bostock for the Patriots. And Kaylee Raider going to check back in for Adams Central. She's going to replace Anna Queen. Bostock, Johnson, Raider, Boniface, and Gotch for the Patriots. 1:04 to play, fourth quarter. Big free throws here for Carson. She can make this a two-possession game. First one up. No good, in and out. Still 42-39. Nikki has scored seven. She's missed her last two free throws. Whistle first. Timeout Tim Marker and Adams Central. So we'll take one. 1:04 to go, fourth quarter. Ord 42, Adams Central girls 39. We're back in 30 seconds.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of this 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain it, knowing our community and knowing our customers. It's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Ord has outscored Adams Central 25-13 in the second half. Chanticleers have come from 9 down at halftime. Finally got the lead at the 3:45 mark. Then we were tied at 39. It's now 42-39, Lady Chanticleers. They're trying to hit their free throws down the stretch here. They have made six. They have missed six this quarter. They're shooting about 50% from the line for the game. And Nikki Carson's there now to shoot the second of her two. 42-39, Ord, 1:04 to go in the ball game. Carson's second free throw with the left hand in the air. No good. Rebound, Welniak. Offensive rebound for the Chanticleers. They control the ball, 3-point lead. Carson with it. Less than a minute to play, 55 seconds. It's Katie Peterson. Peterson now to Heil. The Patriots man-to-man defense. Now they're going to have to foul pretty quick here now with 46 seconds to go. 3-point ball game. Alexander has the ball. She travels with it. Turnover Ord. 25 on Ord in the game. 42 seconds to go. Still a 3-point game. Adams Central ball. Johnson inbounds to Boniface. Patriots down by three. Boniface front court, man-to-man Ord defense. Boniface gets the screen. Bounce pass inside for Bostock. It's tipped away. And the Patriots, you guessed it, turned it over once again. Carson now to Alexander. 28 seconds to go. 3-point ball game. Front court, Heil. The Chanticleer is not going to shoot the ball. The Patriots now have to foul, and Boniface does. Adams Central with the frustrating second half and fourth quarter. Have a great second quarter. Scored 20 points in it. Adams Center with 23 seconds to go. It's a 3-point game. Nikki Carson to the line. She's going to shoot two here for the Chanticleers. Misses it again. That's four in a row. Carson's missed. Still a one-possession game at 42-39. So Carson will try it again. Ord by three, 23.2 seconds to play. Nikki Carson at the line. One dribble. Free throw up, in and out, no good. The Patriots still with a chance. Johnson with the rebound. So Ord letting the Patriots stay in this game. Front court, it's for Nosek for three from the wing. Going to be an air ball. No good. Battle far to the baseline. Johnson grabs it to Rader for three in the tie, and it's in. Kaylee Rader for three. She has six with 7 seconds to go. Timeout, Adams Central will keep it here during this timeout. Kaylee Rader with the three with 7 seconds to go to tie it at 42. 7.9 seconds to play. Rader for three after the missed three by the Patriots. They get the offensive rebound. Rader nails the three. She has six. We're tied at 42. The Ord Chanticleers will try to come the length of the floor in the final 7.9 seconds to win it. Adams Central with the tie there on the three-point field goal. We're going to keep it here during this timeout. The Patriots have already played one overtime game, and they may be facing another one here. Emily Boniface going to check back in for the Patriots. Tied at 42 on the Kaylee Rader three-pointer with 7.9 seconds to go. We'll see what kind of pressure Tim Marker and Adam Sunder will throw at the Chanticleers, and will they try to get something inside to their leading score and their best player inside, Molly Welniak. Welniak has made 7 free throws and 4 field goals. She has 15 points, but the Chanticleers will have to come the length of the floor. Katie Peterson's going to throw it in. Emily Boniface is out there. Carly Bostock, the 5'10 players out there. Georgie Johnson, Kaylee Rader, and Emily Boniface. 3 Patriots fall on the defensive side of center court. Raiders between the rings on the offensive end. Gotch is in the back court. Ford has all 4 of its players lined up to inbound the ball. Adam Central not going to have full court pressure. Now they're going to have to run the clock down. They want to reset this clock. It was 7.9 during the timeout. Now the officials say we may have to add a little time to that, depending on when that timeout was actually whistled in after the three-pointer was made. So they run it down from a minute, and we'll see exactly where they stop it. Everybody, just all the players on the floor, just kind of know what they have to do. The signals have been given. The instructions have been given. We're just waiting for this clock to run down from a minute here. They can't manually set it. They have to run it down from a minute. Again, there was just under 8 during the timeout. Now the officials say we're going to have 9.7. So that adds, they'd run it down to 8.4. So it adds about a half a second. So Ord will have 8.4 seconds. So here we go. 8.4, Katie Peterson to inbound. Chanticleers have to come the length of the floor. Peterson can run the length of the baseline. She just checked with the official. 8.4. Peterson inbounds in the backcourt to Alexander. Megan with it to the timeline with 5. Into the front court for 4 with 3. Shot in the corner for Carson in the air for 3. In and out. No good, and we'll go to overtime. Nikki Carson's 3 from the left corner was off the rim and no good. It rolled around but fell off, and we'll go to overtime. Adams Central 42. Ord 42. We'll be back with the overtime in 30 seconds.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the 5th quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Kaylee Rader's three-pointer with 8.4 seconds to go sends this game into overtime. Ord had a chance to win it, but their three-pointer at the buzzer falls short, no good. And we will head to overtime here. With the score tied at 42-42. 42-42, 4-minute overtime. Adams Central and Ord. The the Chanticleers missed their last. They missed 9 free throws in that fourth quarter. They'll jump, of course, in the overtime. The tip control to Megan Alexander. So 4 minutes of overtime. Katie Peterson left alone underneath, and she scores. So a quick basket by Peterson as the Patriots do not get back on defense. And there's another turnover on Adams Central, and Megan Alexander will get the steal there for the Chanticleers, who have a quick 44-42 lead in this overtime. They have the basketball. Holly Heil with it. So we have half a quarter here, and a quick two by Orr to start the quarter. Carson drives the baseline. We'll dish it back out to Megan Alexander in the lane. Runner from 7. Off, no good. Grabbed by Cheyenne Gutz. Can't control it on the end line. So the Patriots can't grab that loose ball. Never had possession, so it's not a turnover there. But inbounding will be Carson for Orr. Does to Megan Alexander. Alexander for the Chanticleers. Now to Carson. 2-point Ord lead early in the overtime. Ord 44, Adams Central 42. It's Carson underneath to Welniak, and she's fouled on the play by Georgie Johnson. So Welniak will go to the line to shoot two. For the Ord Chanticleers. Welniak shoots two. He's go up and good. Ord was 6 out of 15 from the line in that fourth quarter. They missed their last 5, but Welniak makes the first in overtime. And it's quickly a 3-point Ord lead in overtime, 45-42. 16 for Welniak. She eyes the second. It's in the air, and it is good. Nothing but the bottom of the net, 17 for Welniak. And quickly it's a 4-point Ord lead at 46-42. 1 minute gone in the 4-minute overtime. Front court Boniface out there with Rader, Bostock, Gotch, and Johnson behind a screen. 3-pointer no good by Rader. Rebounded offensively by Johnson to Gotch for 3 in the air. Off the side of the backboard and rim, no good. Run down there by Peterson. The Patriots with a couple of 3-point attempts, miss them both. They're down by 4 in the overtime. Megan Alexander now will slow it up. Ord in no hurry now. They run some clock. We're down to 2:33 left in overtime. 4-point Ord lead. Carson with it. Guarded by Boniface. Tipped away by Boniface, but grabbed, though, by Carson. Carson now to Heil. Heil in the corner to Welniak. Welniak looks, loops a pass underneath to Alexander, shoots and scores. Katie Peterson, excuse me, Peterson has 13. 6-point Ord lead. Their biggest lead of the ball game here in overtime. The Patriots have not scored in overtime. 2:03 to go. Clock runs in overtime. 48-42. Bostock with it. The Patriots down by 6. Johnson top of the key to Rader. 1:54 to go in overtime to Gotch. Underneath the Boniface left alone. Shot up. Rolls off. No good. Rebound Bostock. She shoots and scores. Tony Bostock with the rebound and basket. She has 4. 48-44. And a timeout after that made field goal by Carly Bostock. Timeout in overtime. 1:40 to go. Adams Central 48. Excuse me, Ord 48, Adams Central 44. We're back in 30 seconds.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Patriot Gym. 1 minute and 40 seconds to go in overtime. It's Ord 48 and Adams Central 44. The Chanticleers have got 6 points in this quarter. 4 from Katie Peterson. Peterson had 2 at halftime. She has 11 in the second half and this overtime as she has been able to elude her defender and score some easy baskets. In fact, all 11 of those points for Katie Peterson in the fourth quarter and in overtime. 48-44 Ord, 1:40 to go in this overtime. Ord basketball, pressure in the backcourt by the Patriots. Katie Peterson to inbound the ball. Does in the backcourt to Nikki Carson using that 5'11 frame, double team. Back to Peterson. Katie with the basketball, loops a pass in the front court to Welniak. Wilniak with the basketball. Johnson with the defense. Wilniak to the baseline. Tries to get a pass. It's picked off by Bostock. Steal there by Bostock and the Patriots. Gotch front court. 1:18 to go in overtime. Anna Queen out there now with to Bostock. Top of the key to Boniface. Left wing to Gotch for three in the air. Off the rim. Didn't catch any rim. They battle for it. Johnson goes to the deck. A tie up there. Alternate possession. It stays with Adams Central. 1:06 to go in overtime. 48-44 in favor of the or Chanticleers. Katie Rader quickly checks in for Anna Queen and Adams Central. Boniface to throw it in for the Patriots underneath their own basket. Johnson now to Rader. And down it to Boniface. Corner to Johnson. Bounce pass back to Boniface. Boniface will take a 16-footer. Off the iron, no good. Rebounded out of there by Katie Peterson. 1 minute to go in overtime. Patriots down by four. 48-44. Adam Sutter now is going to have not let too much time go off the clock before they foul here. It's 48-44. 6 points to two in this quarter. Ford outscored the Patriots by four. Lead it in overtime with 53 seconds to go. Katie Peterson with the basketball. Bounce pass to Megan Alexander. Alexander between the rings. Boniface with the defense. Spinning into the lane. Alexander. Boniface hits the deck. Alexander shot is missed. Bostock with the rebound. 40 seconds to go. Bounce pass to Gotch in the backcourt. Cheyenne with it and she double dribbles. 33 turnovers on Adams Central. It's just a high amount. At 26 for Ord, 36 seconds to go in overtime. Anna Queen in, Cheyenne Gotch out for the Patriots. Timeout, Gail Nelson and Ord. So we'll take a timeout with 36 seconds to go in overtime. Ord 48, Adams Central 44, back in 30 seconds.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
36.4 seconds to go in overtime. Ord 48, Adams Central 44. The Patriots led by 11 on three occasions in the second quarter, by 9 at halftime, by 4 after 3. A Kaylee Rader three-pointer with 8.4 seconds to go in the fourth quarter sent it into overtime. Ord has outscored the Patriots 6-2 in this overtime. And the Chanticleers will have the basketball underneath their own basket. And they're going to have Holly Heil throw it in, leading by four in the basketball. Heil looks and looks and looks and looks and looks and throws it into Nikki Carson. Carson with the ball. She wanted to be fouled by Emily Bonas, but no whistle. Carson with it under 30 seconds to play. Peterson has it, and she's fouled on the play. Kaylee Rader picks up the foul. Katie Peterson to the line to shoot two. Again, 13 points for Katie Peterson. She averages 5.3. And she's got 11 of those 13 in the fourth quarter and in overtime. Makes the first. 49-44. Shanna clears by five. 27 seconds to go in overtime. Patriots' second overtime game of the year. Second free throw, short, no good, rebounded by Bostock. Five-point game, 25 seconds to go. Queen, front court now to Rader. Stops and pops from three, in the hole. Kaylee Rader for three, she has nine. Quick timeout, Tim Marker and Adams Central. So we'll take one with the score. Ord 49, Adams Central 47. 19 seconds to go in overtime. We're back in 30 seconds.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
Another three-pointer from Kaylee Rader with 19.4 seconds to go. Cut that Ord lead from 5 down to 2. 49-47 Chanticleers. They have the basketball. They'll come the length of the floor. Nikki Carson comes out there. Katie Peterson, Megan Alexander, Molly Wolniak, and Holly Heil. So the Patriots will have to try to get a steal, give themselves a chance here without fouling, they hope. They send out Carly Bostock, Kaylee Rader, Georgie Johnson, Anna Queen, and Emily Boniface. No one on the person throwing the ball in. That's Katie Peterson. 19.4, two-point Ord lead in overtime. Peterson looks to throw it in. Looks, does, into Carson. Carson back to Peterson. Peterson near sideline, fouled by Kaylee Rader. Through the line to shoot two is going to be Katie Peterson. Peterson has made 1-2. She has missed 4 from the line. 2 out of 6, she'll shoot 2. 16 seconds to go. 2-point ball game. Peterson's free throw. Nothing but the bottom of the net there. 6 in overtime. 15 in the game for Peterson. Eyes the second. This can make it a 4-point game. Makes it. Makes them both. Peterson, 51-47. Patriots down by 4. 13 seconds to go. Front court, it's Queen. Adam Settle's got to throw it up pretty quick. To Rader. To Queen, to Rader. She's behind the 3-point arc. Look inside. Tipped away. Lost out of bounds by Orr. They can't gain possession. The Patriots at 3.5 have to throw up a 3. Hope they get fouled here. 3.5 seconds to go. Boniface to throw it in. They got to throw it behind the arc and throw it up and hope for a foul. Hope the ball goes in. Down into Queen. To Boniface. Throws it up for 3. Going to be off the backboard. No good. And time expires. And the basketball game is over. And the Ord Chanticleers come from 11 down in the second quarter and defeat the Adams Central Patriots in overtime by the score of 51-47. Ord 51, Adams Central 47 in overtime in our girls' contest tonight. We'll talk about this one in 2 minutes.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
Protein Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteindesign.com.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Adams. Central gym in overtime. The Ord Chanticleers defeat the Adams Central Patriots by the score of 51-47. The Patriots, 24-7-9, outscored in that overtime by Ord by the score of 9-5. Adams Central drops it by the score of 51-47. Ord comes back from an 11-point deficit in the second quarter of play, 9 points at halftime, 4 points after three quarters. They go back and forth in the fourth quarter of play. Patriots tie with 8.4 seconds to go on a three-pointer by Kaylee Rader, sent it into overtime, but Ord outscores the Patriots 9-5 in overtime and wins it 51-47. So Adams Central in their second overtime game of the season just can't get over the top on things to get that first win. They drop it here 51-47. The Ord Chanticleers 17 out of 35 from the free throw line in this basketball game. But they got a big effort by Katie Peterson in that second half, fourth quarter in overtime. 14 of her 16 points in that fourth quarter and overtime. She had 16. Molly Welniak had 17 for Ord in the basketball game. The Patriots have no one in double figures, although about 10 girls scored in the game. But the Patriots just cannot get to the top in this basketball game despite an 11-point lead on three different occasions. And they drop it 51-47 in overtime tonight. This basketball game has started slowly. The basketball teams trading baskets in the first quarter. Ord led 8-6 after the first quarter. Adams Central then starting the second quarter, by far their best quarter of the game. The Patriots go on a 13-point run to start that second quarter through the first half of the quarter. They go from 8-6 down up to 19-8 in the lead. Patriots also led by 11 at 21-10 and 23-12 in the first half. Patriots led 26-17 at halftime. Ord comes out quickly in the third quarter, scores the first five to make it 26-22. The teams battle fairly evenly rest of the third quarter, and Adams Central led 32-28 heading into the fourth. It was then 32-31, 34-31 Patriots, 36-33 Adams Central, 38-35 Patriots. Ord finally ties the game at the 3:45 mark at 38-38, go ahead 39-38 on a free throw. With 3:45 to go, 39-38. The Chanticleers go ahead 41-39 with 2.5 minutes to go. Led 42-39. Kaylee Rader makes a three-point field goal with 8.4 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, 42-42. The three-pointer at the buzzer does not go in for Ord. We went into overtime tied at 42. Again, the Chanticleers score 9 in the quarter, 7 of those by Katie Peterson, 3 out of 4 from the line, and 2 field goals in that quarter for Peterson, as she scored again 14 of her 16 in the fourth quarter and in overtime, including 7 of the 9 Ord points in the overtime for Katie Peterson. They score 9. The Patriots only able to get a 3-pointer from Rader and a 2-point field goal from McCarley Bostock in that overtime. Chanticleers outscore the Patriots 9-5 in overtime and win the game by the score of 51-47. Before the Adams Central Patriots, led in scoring by Kaylee Rader with 9, 3 three-point field goals, 9 for Rader. 8 points for Cheyenne Gotch, 8 for Sydney Niemeyer. But Cheyenne Gotch, the leading scorer for Adams Central, had all 8 in the first half, did not score in the third quarter, fourth quarter, or overtime. 8 for Gotch. 4 points for Alex Grimmett, Carly Bostock, and Georgie Johnson. 3 points for Emily Boniface. 3 points for Sydney Bernasic. 2 points for Anna Queen, 2 points for Josie Bumgardner for Adams Central. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 Patriots scored in the game. No one in double figures. 9 for Kaylee Rader, 8 for Cheyenne Gotch, 8 for Sydney Niemeyer. Adams Central, 6 points in the first quarter, 20 in the second, 6 in the third, 10 in the fourth, 5 in overtime, 47 points for the Patriots, 6 out of 10 from the free throw line. But for Adams Central, we have them unofficially in the basketball game with 33 turnovers in the basketball game. So again, the Patriots turn it over too many times, unofficially 33 tonight. For the Ord Lady Chanticleers, 17 for Molly Welniak, their big score inside. She has 17. Katie Peterson with 16. Again, Peterson with 7 in overtime and 14 of her 16 in the second half and in overtime. 14 of her 16 in the fourth quarter and in overtime. 17 for Welniak, 16 for Peterson, 7 for Nikki Carson, 5 for Holly Heil, 4 for Megan Alexander, as all five starters do all the scoring for the Ord Chanticleers. 17 for Welniak, 16 for the Ord star of the game, Katie Peterson. The Chanticleers, 8 in the first quarter, 9 points in the second, 11 in the third, 14 in the fourth, 9 in overtime, 51 for the game. The Chanticleers shooting 2 points, 2 free throws pretty much all of the second half. 6 out of 15 from the line in the fourth quarter. They were 5 out of 6, however, in overtime. For the night, the Chanticleers, 17 out of 35 from the line. They shoot 35 free throws. The Patriots shoot 10. Chanticleers get 17 points from the line. The Patriots get 6. 11 more points from the line for the Chanticleers. They win the game by 4 as Adams Central drops their fourth game of the year. So close again for the Patriots, but once again, Patriots fall short. Their second overtime loss of the year. Adams Central now 0-4 on the basketball season, and they'll be heading to Gibbon tomorrow night for a game that will start at 6 o'clock for the girls' varsity over in Gibbon. Then Kearney Catholic will be here Monday against Adams Central's girls in that makeup game from earlier this month due to the weather. So the Patriots fall to 0-4, but it's the second overtime loss for the Adams Central Patriots. The Ord Chanticleers, the Lady Champs, they're now 2-2 on the year, and they'll be hosting Centura tomorrow night up in Ord, and they go to West Holt next Tuesday, and they will host their own tournament between Christmas and New Year's while Adams Central heads to the Minden Holiday Tournament on the 29th and 30th of December. So the Patriots 0-4 go to Gibbon tomorrow night, and the Ord Lady Chanticleers now 2-2. They'll be hosting Centura tomorrow night. So Adams Central with an 11-point lead on three occasions, led by 9 at halftime, 4 after three quarters, send it in overtime on a 3 by Katie Rader, but are outscored 9-5 in overtime and drop the game to Ord in overtime, 51-47. That is the final. We hope to hear from Coach Tim Marker, the Adams Central Lady Patriots, probably at halftime for Coach Marker. I'm sure he's still with the basketball team, as they still probably discussing this. Another tough loss for the Lady Patriots, but they have played a couple close ones, lost a couple of overtime, so they're 0-4 to start the season, heading for Gibbon tomorrow night. Well, we'll take a timeout. When we return, we'll have some more between-game information for you. We'll be back. The final score of the girls' game, it's the in overtime, Ord 51, Adams Central 47. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood
is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Adams Central Patriot Gym. We're between basketball games here as Adams Central and Ord get ready to go at it in the boys' contest. The girls' game won by the Ord Lady Chanticleers, 51-47. Yeah, we're going to have a chance maybe here to talk to Coach Tim Marker, the Adams Central Patriots. He is going to join us here in between games for just a few minutes. Wait for Coach to sit down here a little bit, see if we can keep ourselves on the air. Here we go, Coach. You know, we're tight spot, but thanks for coming up, Coach. Another tough ball game for your young ladies, Coach. 51-47 in overtime. You just can't quite get to the top of the mountain on these things, Coach, but you certainly had a chance tonight, but just a little bit too much Ord in that overtime, and you just couldn't do it tonight.
Yeah, you know, we kind of controlled the flow of the game in the first half, and we're playing the kind of game that we wanted to, and then, you know, they were a little bit more patient on offense in the second half, and, you know, kind of slowed the game down and got it to be where, you know, we were putting them on the line too many times and really slowed it down to the pace they wanted to play with those bigger players, and, you know, and that really hurt us and kind of, you know, took us out of our game.
Yeah, they kind of got that control, the tempo of the game. Yeah, the great second quarter, Coach, 20 points in that contest. Again, there's their four quarters consistency. You didn't have enough in the other three or the overtime, but boy, the second quarter was sure good, Coach. You're still looking for that consistency for four full quarters, aren't you?
Yeah, and you know, we're still trying to figure out what the deal is with halftime. Why, when we come out at halftime, we have to have those first two or three mistakes, you know, and let a team get back in it. We come down out of that, and we don't cover a person. They get an easy basket right away, and then we have a quick turnover, and they get another possession. And, you know, they go through about three possessions where we didn't have the ball, you know, to have a chance to shoot or score. And we just have got to get that figured out.
Yeah, the basketball team, and it comes down to, in the fourth quarter, comes down to you hitting a three to sending it in overtime. It's your ball club, or gets the lead on you. You give up your lead. They got the lead, but your girls, they hang in there and they get the three from Kaylee Rader, send it into overtime. So the girls gave themselves an opportunity to get it into overtime with a chance to win. So they did. They didn't freeze there. They gave themselves an opportunity to win it in overtime.
Yeah, you know, and then, you know, she hit a couple of great big shots there. She hits the three to tie it and get us to overtime, and then she turns around and hits the three in the towards the end overtime to get it back to a two-point game where we have a chance to maybe get a foul, make a play, you know, maybe get another shot at, you know, tying it up or maybe getting a three to finish it out. But, you know, then we just don't get a shot there at the end. So Kaylee did a great job taking some big shots. And, you know, that's kind of what we've been looking for, somebody to step up and make big shots. It just was a little late.
Yeah, I know. And goes into overtime, and they get a great play out of Katie Peterson. She has most of her points in that fourth quarter and overtime. And Coach Knight, again, too many turnovers again, up over 30, I think, again. And just some of those, again, you're unforced errors, but you just have to find a way, I guess, keep going after it. But just too many turnovers again tonight.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of them were mental mistakes. And you can give Ord a little credit as they, you know, pressed and caused a few of those, but there were several of them that were just, you know, a matter of being out in the open floor and you know, not coming to a jump stop, and they jump in a passing lane and we travel, or they jump in a passing lane and we throw the ball over somebody, or, you know, we don't catch a ball. There was at least 10 or 12 of them that were unforced that we really have control of, and we need to get control of those. And, you know, those are more opportunities to score, and we were shooting the ball fairly well tonight, and those opportunities would have really helped us out.
I guess what you do, Coach, is just go back at it tomorrow morning, get ready for Gibbon, then tomorrow night. That's all you can do, isn't it, Coach? Just, you got to keep plugging away, don't you? Because we're still very early in the season, but the girls will have to just go back to work tomorrow, won't they?
Yeah, that's the way it is. We've got, you know, three games here pretty quick, so we got to get ready. We got to shoot around tomorrow to go over Gibbon and get ready to go play Gibbon. It's going to have a team of some really good outside shooters, and you know, they can cause you some problems with some turnovers too. They can kind of get you to play their style of game, and they can be a pretty tough team if they can do that. If you can kind of control it, then you can, you know, kind of dictate and be pretty good. But, you know, they got some really good shooters. You got to keep a hand in their face and make it tough for them. But as far as getting ready for tomorrow, you got to put this one behind you. It's over. And move on, get ready for the next game.
Coach, hats off. I got to say just a little bit about it. I thought Emily Boniface played just a really, really good game for you, offensively, defensively, rebounding, and she's a very intelligent player out there too. Emily really had a good ball game, I thought, anyway, tonight.
Emily did play really well. I mean, she had a tough task getting out there trying to cover Megan at times, you know, giving up 5-6 inches. And, you know, it's a challenge every time. Anytime you make a mistake, she'll take advantage and penetrate in the lane. And so there's a lot of pressure on her. Did a good job of finding some shots tonight and you know, handling a lot of the pressure and things. And it's not easy, you know, when you're playing a team that's that big and they are long and they can reach and switch from zone to man. And so she did a great job. We had a lot of girls really hustle, really played hard for us tonight.
Yeah, the effort certainly was there, Coach, and tomorrow night at Gibbons, the next opportunity, so that's what you're looking forward to now, I'm sure. Hey, thanks for coming up, Coach. Really appreciate it. I know girls got to be a little frustrated, I'm sure, with things, but tomorrow night's a new night, and they got to get some rest and go after tomorrow night. Thanks for coming up, though.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Blaine.
That's Tim Marker, girls basketball coach of the Adams Center Lady Patriots. They drop it in overtime, 51-47. We'll take a timeout, get you set for the boys' contest after this one-minute timeout.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Experience the joy, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has the most unique and festive ideas, including wreaths, seasonal bouquets, and poinsettias. Shop the Ooze and Oz level for even more gift ideas. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.